Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
What's going on, Grudge Inc.? Hope everybody's having a happy Saturday night, man. A lot of things to get to, a lot of issues going on this week. Naturally, I got my own personal issues with one little bitch, but we'll get to him in a minute. How's everybody going? What's going on out there tonight? Just excited. I'm still recovering from a little bit of a cold. I guess I just done wore my flip-flops a little too long out there in Mississippi. Had a blast, an absolute blast in Mississippi. And for the people that were listening Saturday night, I just want to let you know, I found my way home, got on the right freeway, and I'm back in good old sunny Southern California again. I know everybody's been talking about it all week, about Lena, Mississippi, and that place was just completely off the hook. It was just fun to be there, hang out. Everybody, I finally got to put names and faces together, and it was a good time. All the cars I hear so much about, I finally got to see them go down the track, and just had a gang of fun. My co-host, Kev, from the Motor City. You out there, baby?
What's happening, brother? What's going on? What's going on?
Oh, man, you know, all the drama going on all week and everything and all that good stuff, man. On the way home, when I finally got home, dude, driving 28 hours straight, man, I was just completely exhausted. It took me about 2 days just to catch up with everything. And then I got this cold, and I've just been miserable ever since, man. But you know what? Big Clark and Gadget, man. They did a number out there, man. I know everybody on all the shows, they've all been talking about it. Everybody's probably sick and tired of hearing it. But I got to tell you, man, that, God, you just had to be there. 2013 for Grudge Inc. is going to be completely, completely off the hook. Man, and, you know, it was cool, man. You know, I got to meet Wayne and those guys with from Detroit. That car, man.
That's a beautiful car.
Oh, sure, yeah, man. Ain't nothing trashy about that car, man. That was just, I like that car. That car looked really, it sat nice, it ran nice. It was a good one. Sorry to hear what happened to them.
Wow, you know, yeah, that was a tragic thing. Glad Jimbo was okay.
yeah, you know, safety first, man. I don't care about the race. I'm just more worried about safety, man. As long as the drivers are okay and cars can be fixed and repaired. But Wayne's car, man, it was nice, man. I know, man, since I meet some of them guys, I don't know, they must have thought I was about 6'5" or 245 pounds or something, man, because I guess the dust shocked a lot of people when I was only half of what they thought. But it was a good time, man. It was a good time out there. And I gotta tell you this, man. I got to give it up. There's one guy I really, really want to give it up to out there. I got a whole new respect for Gunna Pig. Meeting Gunnett out there and everything, and that guy, man, that guy's a working man at that track. Because I was, you know, walking around. Everybody saw me walking around. I was walking from this side to that side, going around. And Gunnett, I thought there was four or five Gunnetts out there, man. This guy was everywhere, on the starting line, in the pit. If somebody was underneath their car working on it, he was underneath that car with them taking pictures. That is, man, God bless. Good for you, Gunnett, man. And if you're listening, I hope you're listening. Call in if you can. But, man, props to you, brother, for doing an outstanding job out there, too, man. Getting into the thick of it, man. I was impressed. You know, those are things that I don't get to see. And this being my first
event.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I don't know how they all. I think that might have set the precedent for the next one. But I know Boom coming up on the 9th, man. I know Boom's place. They're going to be hopping out there too, man. I mean, Big Clark and Gadget, man. They set that bar high.
They set it real high for the year, huh?
Oh, they sure did, man. That's why I think. That's why I think 2013 Clutch Inc. is going to go off. It's going to be off the hook, man. It's going to be a good good deal going on. We'll see what happens with all that. How's everything out there in the old Motor City? Freezing?
Freezing, man. We're getting snow right now. We got a batch coming in right now.
Yeah. We're not. We had a baseball game today. It was about probably 80, 81. Right where my weather's supposed to be.
Do you guys ever get snow out there? Anything like that?
We get in the mountains. That's two hours away. That's where I don't go. I don't go skiing no more, man. Got too cold. Or I got too old. One of the two. But, man, it was a good deal, man. Like I said, and damn, props to, man, I'm so impressed with Gunna. Gunna got pictures of Chad's car on the bumper. Everybody, you know what? I got, I can't tell, you know what? And it's my bad. I should have wrote down. But Gage, a guy named Gage, was out there and sent me a picture that he got of Chad's car on the back bumper. And Gage, if you're listening, brother, hit that one button. Call in or hit that one button. Man, I really need to talk to you. But, you know, it was a man, good time out there. Everybody out there was cool. I can't complain about anything or anyone except for that one little motherfucker. And we'll touch base on that a little bit. I got 2 hours, man. I'm trying to try and work this out a little bit here. But other than that, man, it was a good time out there, man. Food was awesome, man. I had an absolute blast out there.
I heard about those turkey necks.
Oh, over at Big Clark and them? Man.
Yeah, Clark said he bring them up here when he come up north. He gonna bring a big pot of them.
So listen, man, listen. When he tells you there's a big pot of those, let me tell you how big that pot was. If we was to play hide and go seek, I could hide in one of those pots and close the lid. Those were some big ass pots. No joke, man. Those are some big ass pots. Man. But
those pots are about the size of nitrous bottles, huh?
Oh, those things were huge, man. They were huge. I mean, shoot, I'm just thinking they must have got them from some old mafia people when they chop up bodies and toss them in those pots and throw them somewhere. those things were deep, man. They were deep. I can't even. I can't even. I would say those things had to be at least maybe 8 gallons. Holy 8 gallons of whatever.
Wow.
Maybe even more. They're the size of a fuel cell. But no, man. They was.
Did we cooking, get our? Did we get Big Mac on? Did Big Mac call in tonight?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
We got 513. He'd have to hit the one button.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if he did or not.
But, no,
you said
man.
He had a real good time, too, with you.
You know who I missed down there? I didn't get to see Sleepy. I missed Sleepy down there, man. I was looking for him, and I got sidetracked. And I'm asking if he's there. Oh, no, he's not here yet. He's coming. And then, you know, with all the racing and everything, I got sidetracked a little bit. And so I miss Sleepy. I don't know if he made it down there or not. But I was hoping to see him, man.
I don't know if he did or not. I don't know. I know he was saying he had to work. He had to work. It was unfortunate. He had the last minute. They called him into work, so he couldn't make it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was scheduled off like I was, and they said, oh, we need you this weekend. You know how that high seniority stuff go. Guys call at the last minute, and, you know, they need you to be there.
Yeah, well, you know, there's no, when it comes to that, man, ain't much you can do about it. You just got to hustle about it and go put that food on the table, man. That's
yes,
the number. That's the number one priority. Yeah.
How did Chad enjoy yourself? He did enjoy yourself pretty good.
Well, Chad would be, you know, but it was rough, and I know
he wanted to get some more action, but I know the situation with his car that happened.
Well, no, you know what though, but they fixed it. I guess after I left, they had the car put back together and running. I didn't know that because I had gone.
Mhm.
So I guess they were trying to get trying to lock in all day, and you know it's rough. It was rough, man, because we drove 2,800 miles, and we couldn't get nothing. So it's kind of frustrating. And. And Chad's a little, I could see the frustration, the anger, because he's coming out there. And when that camera's on, there's some people who like to talk a good story and they want to lock in. But the minute that camera gets put down, it's, I don't want to lock in. I don't want to race your car. They spruce it up for the camera. And, so, I saw that out there a little bit. But, I didn't say nothing because, one, I didn't have a car out there that I was racing. I can't really get into anybody's head why or why not. They did race or didn't want to race. But it was frustrating, for Chad. And just in fuel, I know what I paid in fuel,
mm-hmm.
and I wasn't towing anything.
Right.
So him having that diesel and pulling an enclose, I can only imagine what his
fuel bill was.
Yeah, and it kind of sucks. It kind of puts a bad taste in your mouth. And as much as we want to come racing, it's like, is it worth it for us or for anybody from California? So we got to figure something out. And I think before we head back out, we're going to try and get a few races locked in
mm-hmm.
before we go.
Okay.
The weather's the weather. No, I wasn't really expecting it to be that bad. There's nothing we can do about that. That's Mother Nature. And that's all there is to that. But
yeah, I heard Jay Byron's stock went up for Preparation H. I heard about that.
That's funny, man. And you know what? Is that really a sponsor for us now?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes,
that's
sir.
Hysterical.
Jay Barnes, he won't give nobody the contact on how to invest money into it, so he's going to keep that one to himself.
Man.
He said, if you want to invest, you got to call overseas to get the stock.
So, you know, it's almost like you know, when somebody goes down on your ass, man, they're really going to go down. They're going to go down and reach in and get something now.
Yes, sir.
That's too funny. That's too funny.
Yeah, him and Lady A did an excellent job excellent job on the commercial.
Yeah, commercial's good. And it's just, you know what? It's just like, I don't know if I could ever listen to that commercial in another voice. I mean, it's just with her saying that, it just makes everything sound so soothing. You know, it's like, yeah, you know what? I do want to try some of that stuff, man. Yeah. it's funny, man. It's hysterical. That just shows Grudge Inc. at work, man. Hey,
yes,
let's get to some phone lines, man.
All right, go ahead.
Ford's lighting up right now. Let's go to 313-6868. Your mic is live. Melvin, is this you?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Melvin, what's happening, man?
You got it, man. I just want to tell everybody, man, how much fun I had down there in Mississippi, man. I had a good time down there, man.
Yeah, wasn't it nice, man? I mean, I had a good time.
I had a real good time, man, you know. Had a few problems, but them problems ain't about nothing, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking forward to going to the next race now, you know?
Yeah,
looking forward to going to the next race and having some more fun, man, and basically, you know, racing some more of the guys out of the South, because I think we're going to have to go to the South to keep on racing, because it's definitely cold up here where we are, so hopefully here when what they got coming up next down South? I know they got something this weekend, ain't it?
They got on the 8th, Boomer has a race in Louisiana, or Texas, I think, on the 8th.
Okay, what is that they got coming up at the end of March? Ain't something coming up in the end of March?
You know what? I brought one of those schedules home, and I don't have it with me, Melvin, but they've got things going on. It almost seems like every week, every other week or every week, man. They got so many races going on. It's going to be which one you want to go to.
Yeah, Yamaha race on the 24th of March. I don't mean to cut in, KO, but...
I think that's the one I want to be. I want to come to that one because I got some more of my buddies that's coming from up here that's supposed to go to that. So I'd like to come to that one. I think I'm going to try to make that Edmond Hall race. That's the one I'm talking about. It's in Alabama, ain't it?
Yeah. I'm going back on mute, Taylor. You and KL, the butt nigga.
What's up,
hey,
man?
No, stay. Yeah, there you are. I'm looking for your number, man. No, stay on, man.
I'm hitting one of my kids right quick, but I'm still
okay.
Listening. I'm going
okay,
back on
okay,
mute.
Man.
I do want to answer that question about March race.
Hey, Budnick, who had a show this weekend? Who had a show today?
They had one in South Georgia Motorsport Park.
Okay.
G-Body Race and 28 Tire Race. The White Bar won.
Oh, did they?
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Didn't they have an S10 race, too?
Yep, both had an S10, but I didn't go down there, so I don't know the full scoop yet. I just got a phone call. They told me say the White Bar won.
Hey, Bud Naked, real quick before you go, let me ask you this question: when they have an S10 shootout, are Chevy Loves allowed in that too?
Yeah, anything like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure. All right.
Yeah, we're gonna be cold out here tonight. We'll be 24 tonight, so it's gonna be cold.
Woo. It's supposed to get 8 here, -8 or 8 degrees tonight. Woo. On the 8.
-8.
No, not mine. It's 8 degrees tonight.
Okay. Well, I'm going to make on mute. Y'all go ahead. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay, man.
All right.
So, yeah, man, How long do you guys stay cold out there till, man? When does all the cold stop?
Right about the end of March, about the middle end of March. So we got about another month to go through it.
Wow. I'm taking my car out Thursday night to Irwindale Raceway out here. Rich has got a new show. I guess he's doing, and Lucas Oil is sponsoring it. It's called One and Done. So we'll see what kind of trouble I can get into, see if I can get on that show, see if they pick my car.
Shouldn't be a problem.
You better.
Did Melvin fall off?
He'll be getting nasty gram emails like crazy.
I'm still here. You ready?
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Hey man, I'm gonna get back to the phone lines. We lighting up now, man.
All right, I'm gonna go on mute, man. I'm in. I'm here.
Oh, all right. Okay, Mel. 773-8424. Your mic is live. Who we got? Hello. 773-8424. Okay, we'll put them back on hold. 773. Oh, I know this one. What's up, Big Will?
What's going on, man? How's everything, Kale?
Good. Everything's all good, man. Back home in my nice Southern California heat. Can't ask anything more.
Hey, Will.
Yeah, what's up, Kevin?
Not too much, brother. We're not going to let him keep you in the way until we got this cold weather.
Yeah, right. Man. No,
how you
everything's
doing,
good. Huh?
So how you doing, sir?
Doing fine, man. Everything's beautiful. Good. Made it back. Nice trip. Had a good time.
Good.
Really nice, yeah.
Did you get? You took the car, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, he sure did.
You get a chance to shake
it? Yeah, we shook it down, ran nice. Everything worked out okay. We weren't able to race nobody. We weren't trying to race nobody. Trying to get some of the bugs out. You know, the car been sitting up a while. Just put it back together. So, but everything worked out fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man. It ran good.
Yeah.
So you got a blue, right?
No. 71 Camaro.
Oh, okay. Split bumper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, everything worked out fine. It was really nice. It wasn't hard to find to spot KO either, walking around with flip flops and shorts on. normally everybody up this way always talk about me wearing shorts when it's cold out. But it was too cold for me. I don't know how he did it.
Don't know how he did it, huh?
No, man.
Well, you know,
that's that crazy Italian
blood in.
Oh, I I'm short of that. I ain't got none of that, because he was doing it. I was in place.
Nah, man, I had a blast out there. I had a lot of fun. Hey, Larry, stick around, man. I'm gonna open up another phone. I gotta get Uncle Larry in, man.
Uncle Larry?
Yeah. Larry, you there, babe?
You know I'm right here with you, Tao.
Hey, listen, you know what? I got to tell you something, man. I have a topic for tonight. I've been waiting to say this, and I've been keeping quiet till you got on the phone. How you like that?
Okay. It sounds like a winner to me.
Well, it's definitely going to be a shit-talking one, that's for sure. I mean, it's definitely going to – I think it's going to make some waves. But, you know, the one thing I've been hearing all week, and I noticed when I was at the track, but to me, I just thought it was norm the way how things went out there. It was my first event. But I know everybody was talking about the lights. And being quick treat, or if it was on a 410 slide or a 510 slide. And before I go any further, I swear, I'm going to start docking this guy his pay, man, if he don't start calling in on time. Jeez. Yeah, you heard me all, baby.
Hey, man, listen here.
I'm tired of you muting my mic. I've been on here for 5 hours. Battery done ran down 3 times.
We ain't gonna have no problems. Yeah, darn it.
Boy, that was like little Fred, boy. Little Fred got on my ass that night. Now I've been on for over an hour, man.
Everybody all right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How you doing?
Yes,
just
yes, sir.
Time, man. I want to get on this this thing about the starting line stuff. Uh-huh. And the one thing I want to get to, is that they were talking about Quick Treat. Now, because I haven't raced in a grudge event, do you guys go off a 4/10 light or 5/10? I mean, or
well,
is that...
It all depends on, you know, what the driver's comfortable with. Some people comfortable on a 500, some people comfortable on a Pro Treat. You know?
But is that negotiated in the race?
Yeah, you can negotiate it, you know. You want to run on this, you know, this style of light.
Well, some people kind of felt that they were... that there was a quick treat. My suggestion, and this is just, you know, and I'm just throwing it out there, and I don't know if it can happen or not. But, Larry, this is what I was thinking. What if we had our own starter?
But that would be great.
That they had their own starter that went to the lights and started the races. But here's the catch. When you're locked into a race, nobody can approach that starter. The guy
right.
wants to start the races. And what happens is anybody who comes up and starts talking to them, they're automatically DQ'd. There's no reason for anybody to be talking to that starter, period. Period. If everything's negotiated, it's going to be on a 5-0 light, then that's what it is. But
what?
But nobody should talk. Nobody should talk to that guy.
You know,
if you guys aren't talking, put your phones on mute for 1 second. Or mute, I'm sorry. If you are not going anywhere near the starter, you can't have this. No one can go up and say, hey, when my car comes up, if you get caught talking to that starter, you automatically lose. But you don't lose your punk out. You lose what you're racing for. And maybe that would be a deterrent to keep people away from the starter and let the starter just run the race. This way nobody's complaining. There's no
right.
Nobody can accuse everybody. You're taking everybody out of the loop. It to me, it's just a suggestion. I'm not saying, you know, put nothing in stone. But if it's that simple to fix for further races, I think that'd be the easiest thing to do.
Yeah, you know what I think would happen probably down there. There were so many people. When I was looking on the, you know, online on YouTube, there were so many people, and they were so short of staff. I guess, you know, they was happy that, you know, somebody did come out and, you know, helped out. You know, but that's one of the fortunes that, you know, that tree. I ain't never seen no tree like that either. I mean, that shit, you had to be
no,
on
that,
your
that,
pain.
That tree. That tree is BS because,
man, it's like,
you know, we had
like
a lot of guys.
Both of them would have bumped in together and stayed off,
right.
You know, stayed both of the lights and seen what happened. Because,
right.
Damn, I mean, that tree was, you know, you blink your eyes, oh, go to look, it's a wrap.
Well, the way I looked at it, Tyson, was, say, for instance, you know, a guy turned on, the one guy turned on 2 bulbs, and the other guy, you know, he bumped, as soon as he bumped in, like, boom, the light was on. That's what I seen, light was on. You didn't give a guy a chance to even grab his trans brake, check his gauges, or nothing, you know. And I agree with Tail. I mean, they need to. As Bergie, we should have starters.
They say when they was testing that Friday, the tree was, you know, was a regular tree.
It was fine. It was fine.
Then, you know, I don't know, maybe they did that. They maybe dropped the tree so fast because there was so many people there, you know, that was trying to make passes. And, you know what I mean, trying to, you know, move the, maybe that what it was. They were trying to move the crowd, move the cars, you know, so.
You know, I really think that's what it was, in my opinion. I don't think there was anybody going up to the starter. I, I think there was something under that. I don't think anybody would. I would hope nobody would want to do something like that. But
right.
at the same time,
I mean, that's the only thing I can see. Maybe it was because, like they said people's coming from Hattiesburg because you know they closed it was rain or rained out. So, you know, that's the only thing I can think of. It's like, well, we got so many people here. Only thing we probably could do is make a fast tree to keep the cars moving.
But still, to me personally, and I'm not putting my two co-hosts in it, but what I'm saying is that was to me personally is unfair because, you know, I've heard not just guys from up here complaining. We've heard guys from down south complain about it. They had rumors. Well, let's just say this right now. There's rumors going around that the starter came in from Hattiesburg to start the tree. What the hell are you doing over there? You know, what the hell are you doing over there? Some guys felt unjust, but they said, you know, the hell with it. They learned their lesson, but still, that's BS. Because a lot of guys lost money on that tree. They didn't lose money because their cars couldn't perform. They didn't lose money because of anything else. But guys, you know, they lost and they paid up and didn't bitch about it. So let's get those guys, you know, for you know being good guys that didn't you know bitch and complain about it. They took it and the hell with it. But I think from now on there should be a driver's meeting. Should always be a driver's meeting at each and every event explaining what's going on.
One thing is everybody since that happened, that made people be on their games even more tired. Before race go off, what's up with this tree?
Exactly.
Okay, let's make it happen. You know what I mean? So that just gave everybody, you know what I'm saying, to be on their game even more. You know what I mean? Okay, checking the trees, checking the starting line. You know, because like they say, some trees, you know, some tracks, the rollout is different in some tracks than other tracks. Some tracks got a long rollout, some tracks got a short rollout.
I agree to that, Tyson, but my thing was, me personally, and I'm going to say it, was some fucking trickery in that shit. So everybody, I said it, not my call, it was some trickery in that light. That's the way I looked at it. Because I've never been to a place where you go race and you couldn't get in there and bump in, you know, get a chance to grab your trance break or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's just my personal opinion. I'm not putting my co-host and no one's in on this deal. I'm just saying I'm calling it trickery like the 3 miles.
Well, you know,
three
you know,
money.
And you know what? I hear what you're saying, Kev.
We got to mute a mic, man. We got to mute a mic. Somebody snoring or something.
This is how I see it. You know, it's not that I don't know that it's somebody cheating or anything like that. I don't know that it's somebody. I think what happened was, it's kind of like what Tyson said. Who's ever the starter is trying to get things pushed around and just get nervous.
Right, you know.
Well, you know what? The thing of it is, you know, I called Jerry Lazon and asked him that question. Jerry said, look, he said he's always started, and everybody knows Jerry Lazon. Jerry told me this. Jerry said, usually what he does is he went to both guys bumped in. He gives them X amount of time. He said he didn't want to put it out there, but he gives the guys enough time to each one to grab the trans brakes or whatever, or they got to load up on the converter or foot brake, whatever it is. He says basically they can hit, the starter has control. He can hit the switch. It don't matter if it's a 500 light, 400 light. He said it didn't matter the rollout or nothing. He said that it matters if he hits the switch when he wants to hit it. But he says on the average, you know, the way they're trained to do it, they're supposed to give a guy so much time and then hit the light.
Well, usually they do it when they hear the cars come up on converters.
Right.
So they bump in, lights come on, they hear rah, they hit the button, and then you're off.
You off, yeah.
You know, but if you have somebody working the light at the track that's a novice guy, he's just going to think the minute the lights come on, obviously they're ready, hits the button, and nobody is. So I don't want to say the fix is in. I'm not quite sold on that. I think it was just somebody with a happy trigger finger.
I think that's all it was. And like I say, it didn't so many people, but it's like this. That makes the drivers be on their game. So that's like
be on their game, but also,
that
me also.
And you, that's like the next two drivers coming up and you know what I'm saying, we sit in the water box, we looking at the tree. Like, wait a minute, this motherfucker trees. Fuck that. Hold up. No, this shit ain't right.
Yeah, no, I know what I mean. That too tight.
So
you're right. You're right.
You can stop right then and there. Like, hold up. No, this tree ain't right. You know, send whoever. You can't get out the car, but send whoever with him. Like, man, check on that tree. You know what I mean? Because you're right there sitting and looking at this tree. You know what I
right.
mean? Like, wait a minute, this tree dropping. This ain't something ain't right.
Yeah,
well, you know,
and you know,
well, you know with y'all speaking on this, man, you know, I got to speak on it too, man. You know, and I sit back and I listen, and who is that got to go Malibu? Is that Aaron?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, Aaron.
When Aaron went up there to do his run, test run, so far and so on, he had one tree in. But when he came back to do what he's finna do, he had a different one, you know.
Right.
And I noticed it because I've been watching films on it myself, you know.
Right.
I don't know exactly what it was, but I did speak on it in a promo that I've done about. We gotta watch real close, man, because of the simple fact that, you know, it's a whole lot of different angles that things can be done from, man, and we got to be sharp on it, because what we need to do, when we lock these races in on the program, we stipulate 28s, stock suspension, pro tree. Well,
right.
The guy that's operating the thing, he don't know. He needs to be notified, because y'all running for your money.
Yes,
right.
You understand
right.
what I'm saying? And if we got to do that from now on, then when the other person hit the box, before we get to the box, we'll let him know that we're going to run on a pro tree or whatever, and
so
stipulate that. You know,
yep.
Because I didn't see none of the other people having complications with those lights. We were having complications with the light
right.
because the light
right.
changed on us. You know,
right.
as soon as they pull up, bam! I said, damn, what is this? You
right.
know? So I just held my peace, and I sat back, and I went ahead on and went with the program. But I did bring it up. Was that Thursday night? What night was that I brought it up, Kevin? Was that Sunday? No.
You brought it up Monday night. I think you brought it up Monday night.
Monday, Tuesday
for sure. Tuesday,
it was
you
Thursday.
Was Tuesday night.
On the naked show. You did
it
on
was,
Monday
yeah.
night.
Tuesday night.
Yeah,
right.
You know, hey, man, we got a. It's a whole lot of, since we switching over and we going down on the other end, man, we got to be very meticulous, man.
You know, we got to be on top of our stuff.
That's right. We got to be on top of our stuff. See, we all pay for our learnings, man. And we didn't pay enough for our learnings from the time that we started up until this point in time. You know, we pay for our learnings because of the simple fact that when we turn around and We went and did the eighth, and we could never get the quarter done. We let that one pass. You know, if we're gonna do this here, and we're gonna narrow ourselves down and make the adjustments that's required for us to make to go and do what's being done somewhere else, then we got to be on top of our game, man. We got to stay up. We got to stay sharp, man. You got to listen to the things that's said to you. You got to make sure that you hear what's being said before you agree to this
yeah.
or that and so far and so on, because this is something, it's a lot of, like I said before, it's a lot of trickery involved.
Trickery,
you know?
Right.
And we got to be on top of our stuff, man. You know, I ain't just saying you. I ain't saying KO. I'm saying
everybody.
We as a whole. You know what I'm saying?
That's
you got to be
well,
on top of
this.
That's all.
How about
make
this,
everybody
man?
More sharp to, you know, they be on your game, you know what I mean?
Right.
See, like how so long, you know how you get used to something? Like up here, you get used to something. We know just about every track we go to, the lights is going to be the same. So sometimes we get relaxed.
Right,
you know,
right.
We don't have to do that. But now you see stuff is different now. So, okay, we lock up something. Hey, Tree Man, you got these two cars coming up. It's going to be X, Y, Z. And then make
okay.
sure they ain't bullshit. Okay,
that's right.
Out. You know
that's right. That's right.
This ain't for free.
Well,
it's fun, so you make sure this tree right.
Well,
let me ask this question then. Shouldn't it be that when we go to a race and who's ever putting the race on, and I'll use Boom for right now because I know he's got a race coming up.
Okay.
Boom should,
Boom's doing his race, and he should be telling them when he gets there, let everybody know. He's talked to the track and him because, you know, he's getting the track. It's going to be a 5-0 light. Everybody, now everybody knows. It's a 5-0 light.
And I think
be up to the promoter.
Well, that's true, too, but I think the where it comes into is that I extensively said we should have a driver's meeting in the beginning so these guys know what's going on. There's a 500 light, 400 light pro tree, 500 pro tree, whatever it is. So the guys can say, you know what? No, we don't want, you know, we don't want that. We want this, we want that, you know. Or
see,
so let you guys know.
That
wasn't the problem.
That wasn't the
problem.
To do that.
No, that was not the problem.
It'd be hard to do that because everybody's
right.
Running on different streets. Some people don't like
right.
Pro Tree. Some people like 500 streets. You
right.
Know what I mean?
That
so
wasn't the problem.
That's
that
the compromise
problem,
on, you know, who, it all depends on who you're racing. This ain't like, I like a Pro Tree. Cam might like a 500 tree. So
right.
It might have to be a stiff in there. Like, okay, well, since you like a 400, let's flip for it. And
that could be.
You know what I mean? So, you know, a lot of people, you know, there are a lot of people different, you know what I'm saying? So that,
right.
That'd be kind of hard to say.
And some guys are saying, no, they want a flag, man. And then we need to be different.
But one thing for sure, before y'all lock y'all money up, both parties has to agree. You know, if we agree on a pro tree, then that's what we want the tree man to give us a pro tree.
Yep.
You know, because everybody's supposed to be able to have a chance to get onto the converter, man. You know.
Right.
You know. And I've seen on several occasions, man, where a guy couldn't get on the converter, man. Because as soon as they bumped in, bam, 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 bam. You know, wow.
Well, it seemed like to me, watching the videos, you know, the guy who bumped in first, he on the brake, and then this other guy, you know, he turned his top on, and you know, he edging in to get in, and bam, what the hell? I mean, light was on, you know, and I think Aaron was one of the first to get on the show, and he expressed, you know, how he felt about it. He was right, you know, but like Aaron said, he said, you know what, I'm letting everybody know how I feel. But, yeah, they got my money, but they won't happen next time. That's all the man had to say.
But like I say, you know, that just makes sure that's like a, you know, a lesson, you know, well-learned lesson.
A lesson learned. When we go down, when we get ready to race, we make sure that we let the guy know that we're racing on a pro tree, 500 or 400 or whatever it is that you're going to run on. That's right, because Aaron practiced on one thing, and when he got to the line, it was enough. You see what I'm saying? So, right. You got to make it be known. You know, and
well,
here's
the
safety.
Thing, though. If somebody tells me they're going to lock in a race,
mm-hmm.
and they say, okay, we're going to do it on a pro tree, that's telling me it's a 5-0 light.
Right.
The minute they tell me a pro tree, I'm already thinking we're on a 5-0 light. Now, if I get to that race and that guy goes off on a 4-0 light, now, and I mean this for both drivers, what happens then?
If the guy goes and says that he want to go on a 4-0 and y'all agreed to lock in on a pro tree?
No, if we lock in on a pro tree, but the starter.
Now, why do you assume that it's a 500 tree?
Because that's
you
a pro tree.
A 400 tree is a pro tree also, isn't it?
No.
What is that?
A pro tree is a 5-0 light.
And a 400 light
a
is four, what?
That's a 400 light. You just want to leave sooner. You want to do it quicker.
I mean, both of them are pro trees. The stag is just a stag tree and a pro tree.
The 400 tree is your pro tree. The 500 is when all the lights go blink, 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 blink down
no.
into the green light. Come on.
No, that's
the
a that's a stag
tree.
Tree.
That's wrong.
That's
wrong.
A stagger.
That's not true.
That's not
true.
Right.
When you go to an NHRA event, those guys that are racing those funny cars, they're on a 5-0 light. They're not on a 4-0 light.
So that okay. Let, this is what we said. Is that a 500? I've heard of a 400 pro
always,
life. I thought it was
a 500. I always thought it was a 5. I thought it was a 5. That's what I thought a pro tree was.
You know what?
I thought it was an option.
A pro tree is yellow green. Okay? A bracket tree is when the lights drop. And then
yellow green. Right. Yellow,
okay.
Green.
That's a bracket tree. A pro tree is all the yellows flash and then the green. Now, when you race in there are classes that you race on a 4-0 light. The reason why they're saying it's a pro tree is because it's all yellows and then green, which is a pro light, but it's on a 4,000 timer. Not 5.
Yeah, but I've heard too that you can do a 500 pro and a 400 pro.
Well,
you're not listening
to me what I'm telling you. You're not listening to what I'm telling you.
We're listening to what you're saying.
When you tell me,
listen
to what I'm saying. When you say a pro light in racing, a pro light is a 5-0 light. In NHRA, a 5-0 light is a pro light. Okay?
There's Big Drag on the line.
Let's get Big Drag
anywhere.
And so what is a 400 light, Tail?
Let me ask this. Maybe things have changed since I was driving a funny car. When I drove the funny car, 5-0. Now, unless things have changed to where a standard pro light is a 4-0, and I didn't know that.
No,
that's my fault.
No, it's not that. That's not the point. The point is that you said it is. See, I thought it was always an option. You know, some tracks run with a 4. See, both of them are pro trees. Some of them run with the option of a 400 or a 500. AHRA used to run with a 400 tree, and the NHRA did run with a 500 tree, but both of them are pro trees. Like you said, the other one is a bracket tree, you know, what they call a staggered tree. But both a 400 and 500 are both pro trees, but it's just a different setting.
Is Melvin
still
on?
Right. Hold on one second. Chad, you there?
I'm still here. What's happening?
All right, we got a guy who can answer the question right here.
Yeah, no, a standard pro tree at any track that you go to is going to be your 400 pro tree. And that's coming from me racing, staying at racing classes and racing at tracks. Your standard pro tree is a 400 pro tree. Some organizations, when I went to NMCA, when I went to the NMCA in Pomona, NMCA was running a 500 pro tree, and it fucked everybody up.
Okay, that's right.
So,
hey, Kale, Big Drag is on. He's trying to get in. He's asking you to open his mic.
Let me see if I can find. Did he hit the one button?
Yeah, he said he's going to hit it. I think he had to hang up to call me, but he said open his mic. He wanted his plane.
I had just tried to call.
Okay, hold on. Here he is. Hey, Drag.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
Baby boy.
What's going down?
What's up, Drag?
Explain this, baby.
Okay. There are two pro trees. There's a 4/10 and a 5/10. NHRA and all those guys, ADRL, all run on a 4/10 tree. Any professional category runs on a 4/10. A 5/10 is also a pro tree, too, meaning that the tree is slower. It's got all the yellows flash and green. But it's slower than a 4/10, all the yellows flashing green. Now, a 5/10 tree, a normal standard 5/10 tree is a standard tree, which they give handicaps on. But I have seen handicap pro trees before, too. As a matter of fact, Byron used to run, give your spot in Top Sportsman, or the Quick 8 races was a handicap pro tree. You didn't see the spot. All you seen was flash green. You know, but the spot was already calculated in the differences of the ETs.
They did those on 500s.
They did those on 500 trees. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I agree.
Now, I can't remember if it was a 4 or 5 tenths tree that they done it on, but I have seen them run pro trees with a spot in them. With a handicap.
Let me ask this question. Let me just so everyone's on the same page. The standard pro light is a 4-0 light.
It's a 4-tenth, yeah.
Correct.
Okay, so
your,
now here
your
comes
standard
my
standard pro tree is 4-tenths.
Okay, now here comes my next question.
Mm-hmm.
Why does everybody think they're getting quick treed then? Because that light drops quick.
It wasn't a tenth.
If they were calling it a quick tree. If they were to call it a quick tree, a quick pro tree, it would be the 4-tenths Well, I can't talk. I can't get my words out because somebody in the back talking.
Some background noise.
Hey, if you're not talking right now, mute your phone. If you're not talking, mute your phone.
It's not Dick Will.
It's not me.
All right, go ahead, Drag.
Okay, in the 4-tenths tree, it's faster than the 5-tenths tree, obviously, because you get to 4 seconds before you get to 5. But what was happening, from the best that I can understand what was happening at Lena last week, because I asked some questions around, but I really didn't mention much about it. They say that when you hold out, but, you know, then they also said, I was listening to what the guys were saying, that the starter said that he was turning the tree on. So as soon as a person turned the final last two pre-stage and stage bulbs on, the ones that wasn't staged, he was hitting the button immediately. So it It wasn't on automatic, you know, start. He was activating the tree from what I gathered when everybody was talking about this past week.
Right, and this is what my friend told me. He's been starting at minor for years, and he said the same thing. It's basically up to the starter to a certain extent. Am I right, Drake?
Yeah, for a grudge race scenario, why wouldn't they just use the auto start? As soon as both cars got both sets of bulbs lit, then it's time to rock and roll.
Well, I believe the reason that they didn't use the auto start is because if one guy's pre-staged and the other guy's staged, then you got the 7-second rule, and they don't want the They didn't want the 7-second rule to time anyone out. You see what I'm saying?
I don't know. There's a whole lot of games. I mean, you guys already know this is my second trip. This is my second trip back there after this race, and I mean, basically all I've been getting is a whole bunch of run around and not a whole lot of racing.
Yeah, well, I can't really comment on that, but I'm just trying to explain the situation with the tree. Now, I'm not going to say that the other guys that didn't know this. You know what I'm saying? Because it looks like they were ready for it. So, I mean, and who are they to school the next guy? You know, if you sleep, you snooze, you lose. You know, they knew something that a lot of the guys didn't know. But now everybody should know. And I think that before you set up a race with somebody, you ought to stipulate what race, how you're running, which tree you're running. I'm going to run a 4-tenths pro tree, you know, without the auto start. I mean, without the 7-second delay in it, you know what I'm saying? And from there, you should be able to get what it is you're looking for.
That's right.
What if you did something like this? What if you say, okay, hey guys, let both get on the converters or trans brake, and then let the starter go. You know what I mean? The starter's not stupid. You know what I mean? He can sit there between two cars when they're both on a brake or a converter.
You're trying to gentleman's race, man. That ain't happening. These dudes don't care nothing about gentlemen. They'll burn you down if they have to. This is grudge racing. This is not, you know, organized, but it's not nationally sanctioned like running a class race or nothing like
that. This ain't HRA, right.
Right.
We understand, Jack, but how can we make it to where, I mean, my assumption is, okay, me and you race, okay, me and you, Drag, we racing, okay? I turn on both bulbs, and then you turn on the top, and you creep in and turn your bottom one on, and they say the tree going down. Does that give you enough time to grab your trans brake or load your converter? That's my question, and I'm done saying anything.
Say that again, Nekka.
Okay, I'm just saying. Same principle as me and you racing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I go tell them, I turn my pre-stage and my stage on, right? Now, mm-hmm. you come in, you turn your pre on, by that time I'm on my trash breaker, converter, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And then you bump in, does that give you no time to reach over or whatever you got to do? I mean, this is what it's a question I'm asking.
Yes, I mean, on a normal tree, it should. On a normal tree, you should be able to, even if you're in there on your break, and I'm the last person going in to turn on the final stage bulb, I should have enough time between the time I turn that stage bulb on and be able to get up on the two-step before the tree comes down. You should have much time.
Now, Chad, what do you think about that?
No, that's absolutely the way it's supposed to be. I mean, you got no business lighting the stage bulb if you're not ready to go.
Right.
Hey Drag, let me ask you this, Drag.
That's why there's two sets of bulbs. Otherwise, there'd only be one set of bulbs, and as soon as you bumped into the first set, then it's, oh, shit, it might be time to go. It might not be time to go. That's why they got two sets of bulbs. By the time you light that full stage, that's when you're ready to rock and roll.
That's right. Well, that's why they call it pre-stage. You know,
yeah, exactly. You can pre-stage and build up on boost and do whatever you need to do. You know, if you're a turbo caller, you got to build up on boost and all that in the pre-stage. And then you mm-hmm. just bump in and hit that full stage, and you better be ready to rock and roll.
Okay,
yeah.
So, man,
hey, Drag.
The question I have is,
what if
you got to reach or hit the trans brake? You know, you say hit the button trans brake or whatever. You know, some guys have different places in the cars.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta reach over and hit my trans brake every time.
Right, I'm just saying, but do you have enough time? What's a lot of my, I guess what I'm saying to you and Drag, what is the, what would be a normal enough time for a guy to grab his trans brake, even though one guy's already in, another guy's getting ready to get in?
I'll tell you right now, my thumb is on the trans brake when I'm bumping in. I'm rolling in, hitting the brake, my thumb is right over the trans brake. As soon as I trip in, I hit my trans brake and I'm on my throttle.
You should be going to the floor.
It's not like you got to reach over 3 feet, grab a switch or something. Your thumb should be already right by the button.
Yeah.
and also, it's a great big difference when you got somebody operating and then when you got an auto start. If you got an auto start, it's going to give you the time. Now, with somebody else operating, that's where the difficulty comes in at.
Okay.
Well, Bobby Wildchild came on the other day and explained it the correct way. There should be some delay in there, even if he's clicking the switch on without the auto start. There should be some delay. What the delay does is give you the time that's needed, allowed to be able to get on your trans brake and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
You know, another thing that he explained was actually true. You know, different lanes have rollout in them. You know, no, that's just like going to buy one of them practice trees, and you're killing the tree every time you test with it, and then you go to the track and you're late. The reason that you're late is because you don't have no rollout measured in your practice tree. You have to put rollout in it, and that's what all trees have. The rollout is the distance is between, you know, your pre-stage and the stage that you have in between, you know, the tree coming on. That's your rollout and stuff there. So you have to, a lot of these big-time bracket racers and guys that are doing a lot of winning, they go to them tracks and they measure that and they test to see how much can they go, you know, what's the limit on their rollout and stuff like that. That's why those guys they're so sharp, and they know that, you know, this lane might have X amount of rollout and the next lane may have a little less. Or a little more, and they compensate for that.
Hey, Drag, let me ask you a question, and I said it earlier in the show. What do you think just about grudging having their own starter? Or starters?
That would be great. That would be a good thing, because that way you would get the same anywhere, any and everywhere you go.
And the thing is, and this is what I was saying. When you have that starter, this way, would you tell everybody, hey, the only person really should be talking to the starter should be the promoter or, you know, one of the directors or Jay Barnes or something like that. But in saying that, if anybody that's racing come up and starts the thing, man, they're automatically DQ'd because they don't have nothing. There's no reason for them to talk to the starter. No one thinks there's no fixing. If they get caught talking to the starter, they should forfeit that race. And not lose the punk out, but lose the money that they're racing for.
as a deterrent to stay away from the starter. So what it does is it takes away every advantage you can of anybody trying to say the starter's biased.
Right. I agree on that one.
Well, I think that, yes, the grudge guy should have they have a starter. That way there ain't nobody, you know, getting to somebody doing something, you know, because this is grudge racing, and any edge that a joker could have, they're going to try to use it. But the simple fact, the simple way to stop them dudes from rolling in, and I'm not going to call them names, but double booking people. Don't stage. Don't turn on nothing. You know what I'm saying? If a joker go in there rolling double stage, double bubby right quick, sit there. He got to come out. He got to come out.
Damn, drag man. You said drag man.
That's the app.
For the first time, he did make sense.
That's right.
That's all. Now, if a joker want to play them games about, you know, going to the starting line, double bubbing, you know, or something, just sit there.
Yep.
Greg, what about when you stage one and they come in and double bub, but I guess it's time for you to come
in.
On in.
You gotta go in.
Right.
You don't know if the auto start is on.
Right, that's what I was saying.
And you got 7 seconds, then if you fumble around past 7 seconds, it's gonna give him the green and red light you.
I mean, come on. Let's be honest. Who really needs more than 7 seconds to stage? I mean, come on.
You don't.
Especially once you already got one bulb left. Well, I mean, what the hell do you really need 7 seconds for? What are you going to sit there, purge your motor out some more? Fucking, I mean, there ain't that much to do once you already got the first set of bulbs lit.
Right. Well, see, a lot of guys, you know, they got their little tactics that they play. You know, they go in there and try to double bulb you. You know, a lot of times if you ain't no veteran and you know you're not really sharp at what you're doing, that'll kind of rattle some guys, you know, to go in there and double bubble like that.
I've seen that a lot. I remember it was funny as shit. One PSCA race I was at, it was Gary Brandt and I think Dana Westover or something. They were in that Virtual Works Supra, and they were running a little staging battle in Limited Street, and neither one of them would stage. Everybody knew that Dana Westover had that Turbo Supra, that Turbo Nitro Supra, and he would never stage first because he wanted to make sure he could get that thing up on boost and be ready to go. He would never stage that thing first. Gary knew that he wouldn't stage it first. So Gary just sat there, and Dana just sat there, and they both just sat there until finally they said, fuck it, kick them both off the track.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, the starter can do that. He can do that. If they fumble around too long, you know, he runs what's going on the starting line.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, listen, let me open up some more phone lines. I know there's a bunch of people here who want to chime in. 773-8424. Your mic's live. Who's this?
Let the other person go.
Hello?
No.
Who's this? Hello.
The person that didn't say loses.
Who's this?
I don't think they're there. That was me talking to my brother.
No, let me see. Let me go to another line. 850-1296. Your mic's live. Who's this? Okay, enough of that. Let's go to 773-3490. Your mic is live. What's up? Who's this?
Here, I'm on.
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, this is Lil Brown out of Chicago. What up, Rick? Larry, what's happening to you guys tonight?
What up,
Lil?
Hey, Rick.
Yes, sir.
You said something that made a lot of sense. But let me add a little bit to that. When these guys come to the staging lane, all this double bubbing, you shouldn't even come to the lane unless you are mentally prepared to stage to race. That's one. Two, why we don't try to get the guy online tonight that was operating the staging lane and try to find out exactly what was going on? See, because if I go to the line with Dre and I'm going prepared to run a 400 tree, he go in there and the man is set to give him a 500 tree, well, that's an imbalance between us two there, and it's going to create a problem.
Now you guys keep saying the tree was fast, but the tree was fast. It had to be because everybody was going prepared for a five and was right on a four. So why was it happening?
That could be possible. It happened to me last summer, but I won't even go into it because first thing the person will be saying you're crying about it. But that thing, I'm anticipating on running on a 4/10 tree, and they dropped a 5/10 tree on me.
Because you're anticipating one tree and you get another.
You basically automatically going red then. But my thing is,
if this was constantly happening, which everybody I've heard for the last two or three days has been crying the same thing about this tree, why we don't try to get that guy that was operating the tree online and let him explain to us why this was happening?
Well,
I think if it was done,
if it was purposely done, then you ain't going to get the truth about it no way. You know what I'm
saying? That's why I said let's get him on. That's my point right there. If he don't come on, that means basically it was purposely done. If he come on, then you got to give him an explanation on why it was done. This is grudge racing, and grudge racing is money. I mean, if I lose $2,000, it should be $2,000 I'm prepared to throw in the ground and walk away, but I do want to win.
Yes, sir, you want a chance at it.
I want my chance to be 50-50. And if it's staged before I get to the staging lane, then I'm not getting a fair race.
You know, I think, and I agree with that, and I think maybe Drag, this is how we should do it. If guys are running test and tune or whatever they're doing, and they're just taking passes to see, shaking the car down, that's one thing. Let whoever's starting it start it. But when it comes to races that are locked in, I think it should be a Grudge Inc. starter to start it because they're going to know how to do it.
Whoever the starter is, that's a good idea for a Grudge Inc. starter to be. But whoever is operating that tree, he should automatically know these guys are running on a pro tree 400 or 5. And it shouldn't be changing during the course of the race, Whatever, if
exactly.
we run on that, then that's what everybody should run on. It shouldn't change when I come to run chemo, it's a 500 tree, and you come to run drag, it's a 400 tree. It shouldn't be changing. He can change it, but it shouldn't be.
All of it should be run on a 410 pro tree.
That's all of it should be.
I feel the same way. Every single one should be on a 400 pro tree.
And that's something that we should maybe make that in the maybe our bylaws kind of in Grudge Inc. Just so everybody knows that Grudge Light is a 4-0 light. Hey, let me get to a couple more callers. I got a couple more callers calling
okay.
in. I got 901-2877. Your mic is live. Who we got? Hello. Hello, 901-2877. Your mic is live. Who's this? Okay, we'll put him back on hold. We'll go to the governor of Alabama, Mr. T.J. Grant. What's up, my brother?
What's happening?
Oh, causing trouble. You told me, man. I can't keep my mouth shut.
Y'all doing all right tonight?
Yeah, we're hanging in there.
Yeah, I was listening to what y'all saying on the tree. Well, I mean, one thing we can try to do, I guess, any race, we just make the announcement and just have it that, basically so everybody knows all day we're going to be running on the 400 pro tree. And that just keeps it.
That's a great idea.
If it's going to be on the 500, we just make the announcement. This is what it's going to be. It's going to be all day. It's going to be auto start. So there's no questions.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing with as far as from what I've seen with the Grudge Inc. races. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but everything you guys run is head up. You got your 6-0, your 6:30, all your little indexes, but those are all head up indexes, and then all the Grudge races are all head up. So I mean, there's really no reason to have anything but a 400 pro tree on the entire day.
Right.
That's correct.
Thank you.
No, I agree with that. I mean, I think you should leave it at a 4-0 light, and that's it.
That way, people can study on, what a pro tree. tree does, and like auto start, just kind of have an idea of all that stuff so they won't fall victim to this double bub and stuff. And once you get a good, clear understanding of that, then you'll know how to, you know how to have your game face on when you pull up to that tree.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, DJ? I'm going to ask you this question because this would kind of affect you a little bit more, too. And what would you do if somebody double bulbed you? I mean, you got to build some boost up and everything like that. You just going to
sit like I said, seven seconds is plenty enough time. I mean, if somebody goes in and double bulbed me, I mean, heck, I'm up on 7 seconds is more than enough time to do what you need to do.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say earlier.
Yeah. If you count 7 seconds, that's a long time sitting there.
Yeah, it's long. I mean, I don't know anybody that wants to sit on a trans break and sit on a converter and get boost built up and anything for any longer than 7 seconds. You're starting to boil your transmission fluid already, damn near.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey guys, let me get to another caller real quick. 630-1551. Your mic is live. Who's this?
This is Big Danny. What's up, KO? What's up, Greg? DJ Grant, Larry.
What's going on, baby?
Who crying about the tree now?
No. It's not that anybody's complaining about the tree right now. It's just listening through the whole week. I was hearing about it, and I just had thought maybe what a solution would be is if Grudge Inc. Had their own starter or starters that travel with.
I don't think we got to go that far. I just think basically whatever facility we're at, we just make it known that any grudging event or when we're at a track, if they're running something other than a 400 Pro Tree, you know, auto start system, then we just let it be known. But otherwise, that's just what it's going to be. That's my suggestion.
But some of them guys is crying. If y'all go look at the videos, they wasn't even double bub. They was rolling into the beams, and they was on their brakes, and the tree fell, and they was just late getting off the line. If y'all go look at the videos that Detroit Hill TV posted, I think BET Live posted a video, Dolomite posted a video, and I think Pro Stock Joe posted a video, and you can see the tree clearly. Some of them guys was late getting off the line, and they over here complaining, talking about the tree was fast.
No, but Danny, you can't say that.
No, Danny.
You can't say that. They may have been late getting off the line because they were trying to get up on their trash break. So you can't say
they're looking for one tree and getting another, Rick. That'll make them late off the line.
When I was looking at all the videos, everybody was on their breaks. Everybody was on their trash break.
Let me tell you something.
They wouldn't be getting as much trash about it if everybody was on their break.
Aaron and Melvin is veterans, man. Them dudes been racing for a long time. And you ain't going to tell me that them dudes ain't sharp enough to know they ain't got enough time to get up on their trash break and leave. Now, you can't say that now.
Look at the video when he was running Leon. He rolled, like he was on his break and rolled through the beam. Look at the video.
Okay, I haven't seen the video, but I'm going about
them
guys.
Oh, I know that, but that's what I'm saying. Look at the video, and that way, like, what are they crying for? They was on their brakes.
He rolled through the beams like that. He was trying to get on his brake, and he was trying to make a decision, and the car rolled up. I was standing right there on the line. I got the video because
that ain't the truth, though, then, if he rolled through the beams.
No, but what happened is, if you look at the video, as soon as he turned on his bottom bulb, the light came down. I'm looking dead at it, Daddy. I'm right there on the line. We ain't talking about the 7 second rule. We talking about as soon as he turned on his bottom bulb, the light fell.
The light went off.
He didn't have time to get on his butt break or nothing else. I'm looking at it.
If that be so, then it is the tree fault. And I'm with Greg. Gas has been racing a long time. You can't tell me guys been racing for years, man, don't know the difference in that tree and what they got enough time to bulb up.
Them dudes are veterans, and what they say got some merit to it. It's got some merit to it. They ain't
coming. Well, I got to look at the video.
They ain't making up no excuse.
Listen at me, bro. I'm not trying to beat you out or nothing. If you get one of the race cars,
understand what's going on that song. You should comment like that, bro. You should comment like that because these dudes got legitimate beef about what went on. Now, I didn't watch racing that much, but I did hear about what was going on. Even my brothers told me, man, something's going on with that tree. They say as soon as these guys bump the last bulb in, the tree comes down immediately. So, I mean, don't say that because, you know, they get a lot of stuff stirred up with that. Even, they may be late leaving. I'm not going to say they're not late leaving. But they ain't late leaving because, God dog, they're just sitting there watching the tree. It had to be something to go on to make them late leave.
Another thing that happened was it wasn't happening all the time. See, that was another problem. It wasn't happening all the time. It was here and there, not so sporadic. Yeah.
I gotta agree with that because I did see that person firsthand that the tree wasn't activating quick like that for everybody.
Do you need a charger?
Yeah. I don't know. And then, you know, dude, maybe on the line, he was controlling down there itself. I don't know if it was on AutoStart or he was the one to make it. So I don't know. I don't have enough knowledge about the tree.
At the same time, both cars are reacting off of the same damn tree.
Yeah.
If one person ready for it and the other one's not, then there's a problem. Don't get me wrong.
That's true, the race that Danny was talking about,
nobody on his side scoop. But one person a little bit more ready, you know, it's a different story. That's the problem. One person, just like Dog said the other day, he was watching it and he knew what was going on. He seen the trees falling fast, so he paid attention to that. But everybody was watching.
Make sure you stay first.
Yeah, but see, why should you have to make sure you do that? That's
like asking why should you have to make sure that you stip everything before the race? Because if you don't, you're going to get caught by something that you don't stip.
There it is. That's what I'm saying. Why should you? It's the reason that you should have because you don't want to get slipped.
That's right.
But they should have all of those trees the same, man. If we go somewhere to race, all those trees should be 400 trees or 500 trees. If that tree is a 400 tree or a 500 tree, that guy still got enough time to put his finger on that trans brake and get his car ready to go. There was no time for that guy to get his finger on that trans brake. That's me, this is Melvin. When I turned that last bulb on, that green light came on just like that. I had no time to even put my finger on the trans brake button.
Right.
So that tree that they was using was not a fair treat, period. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I mean, if my man hadn't crashed that car or whatever, I would have paid him his money because I just got head on the tree, come back, let's do this again, and I don't want the tree involved in it. I'd take a flag, man, just put somebody else out. I would have even been better off to let my man leave. You can leave. At least I know I'm going to get ready to go. If he's leaving, I can still turn my car loose. I never even had a chance to get up on my trans brake, so there was something going on funny with that tree. If the tree was on a 400 or a 500 and I left late, I would sit here and tell you that. But I have never seen a tree go as soon as that bulb, I turned that bottom bulb on the green light, came on immediately. Yeah, that was right.
I agree with you, Melvin.
Aaron ran on two different trees. I'm sitting there looking at it myself. Aaron ran on one tree. And when he came back to race, he ran on a different tree. I seen it with my own eyes now. I'm telling you, I ain't telling you what nobody told me. I know. I've been watching drag racing long enough to know the difference between two trees. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. See, he
wouldn't
agree.
And then the bad part about it is this here. Why should you have to go to the line guessing? You ain't supposed to have to go to the line guessing and you paid your money? You know, you ain't supposed to go to the line guessing.
Absolutely.
Hey,
you know, the starter knows what tree you're going off of.
That's right.
Hey, guys, you have to understand one thing. It's not the 400 and the 500 wasn't the problem. I mean,
yeah, no,
the
problem
point
is,
it
wasn't there.
The bulb just went straight to green.
Right.
When the light,
when the light, when your bottom stage light came on, when your stage light came on, it went to green. It wasn't no 400, 500, it was a 1,000 or whatever. You know, that's what the problem was, and it wasn't whether we running on a 400 or 500. That would make you a little early, a little late. A little, not like that was.
Yeah, that's right, and you're exactly right. It just turned straight to green. As soon as that bulb flashed and came on, the green light came on right with it. You didn't have time to do nothing. The other guy, that guy was four cars in front of me before I can even get my, he was four cars in front of me by the time I got my finger engaged into my trans brake. That's how come I just rolled out and stopped. I was like, I'm not going to chase him down the track. Hey, I can't beat that boat. I can't even dispute it.
Let me ask this question. Hey, Wick, you there, Wick?
Yeah, I want to ask you, Wick,
did you have any problems? Did you guys have any problems, any one of the 901 boys have any problems?
What, Layla?
Yeah, with White?
No, it just was actually, he was dropping the tree fast. He was dropping it fast.
Okay.
Now, can we just say this was a guy with a quick finger? Maybe he didn't know any better.
I know Rick. I've been knowing Rick a long time. He probably just dropping it quick in your real pro tree. But actually, what Drag said made a whole lot of sense. They need to put it on auto start. And for the reason why I'm glad of y'all on this subject is because I was going to tell everybody on one of these shows anyway, anytime we grudge race in Holly Springs, it will always be an auto start. Because when I ran Dunye took 9 seconds to come in and cut his second bulb on. 9 seconds. I counted. And I said, from now on, we'll put him on auto start. That way nobody won't burn nobody down.
Right. That's how it should be. We should all the races should be on auto start then. And it just to eliminate stuff like this that's happening right now.
Yeah, a lot of guys from up north, I noticed, cut their first bulb on, then they'll put it in neutral and clear it out.
Right.
When you put that first bulb on, you should be ready to cut your second bulb on. You should be ready to race.
Right. I agree.
Yeah, but I agree with Rick too. But that is one of the things that the guys do, to clear it out and then bump it to the bottom.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree that they do that.
But I'm with Wick on that. And I'm from the north. They shouldn't. They should be ready to run. They should clear it out before they put the first one on.
Right. That's
correct.
Right. That's what Wick is trying to tell everybody. If you get in the pre stage, you should be ready to head to stage. If you notice, guys like Rick and the boys in the South, they do all that banging in the motor, getting the nitrous ready and all that before they ever turn the pre-stage on. Right.
I noticed that in Lena. Everything they did before they even got to the lights.
Boy, that's the way you're supposed to do it.
No auto start is in effect yet.
Right.
Auto start don't start until three bulbs are on. That's right.
You put that auto start on them, they're going to learn to clear it up first.
I don't see any reason why anybody should have a problem with the auto start being on. I mean, like I said, everybody said, we got DJ on here with a turbo car and everything, the cars that take the longest to stage, and everybody's saying 7 seconds is more than enough. I don't see any reason why auto start shouldn't be part of it.
The only thing about the auto start, I'll say, is that let it be known that it's on.
Right. Absolutely, let it be known that it's on.
Tell me this, though. When I turn on two bugs, that means I'm ready to race.
If
I turn on one bulb and you got two bulbs on and the auto starts,
you got 7 seconds.
It's gonna red light.
You got 7 seconds from the time I set my second bow.
I know what I get. I know what I get, but when that light drop, I'm not ready, and then the red light come on, do I lose my money?
Yeah,
yes,
you lost the link.
Yeah.
Y'all going on track rules.
Y'all going on track rules.
Out of there.
You had 7 seconds to get in there, and then we got turbo cars that are saying it don't take 7 seconds to get in there.
It don't. You can clear it out, and you can still get in 7 seconds, even if you
clear yeah,
the
right.
first blue ball.
You can clear it out. You can clear it out, drop another 100 psi of nitrous through purging it, and then still get in there in 7 seconds. 7 seconds is a long ass time.
Sure is.
Yeah, it's a long time, but all them trees don't count right. NHRA last year had red light Dave Connolly, and he was only 4 or 5 seconds in, and they red lighted him on a 7 second rule, and it was wrong. I know some drag. Remember that?
There's always going to be certain situations where crazy shit happens.
I'm throwing it up. That's all.
Hey, Drag. Were you at the King of the Streets?
I was at the Bid War.
No, I'm talking about the King of the Streets at the Grove. So was that the beginning of the year or the middle of the year?
Yeah, I was at the first one. I didn't go to the second one.
Now, you see how quick they was dropping the tree? It wasn't even no yellow. When you ran into them beams, they just flashed the tree green. And some of them guys wasn't even ready.
That's something that they was doing, though, Danny. That's not, you know, people, anybody that's going drag racing is used to running on a 4-10 tree has a format that they run it on. You know, I don't care where you can move it all over the world. 4/10 is 4/10. And they got some delay in between it when it comes on. That dropping above, you may as well not have a pre-stage then, bro. You may as well just go straight to stage and ready to go. That's just something the King of the Streets was doing.
Because they sure was dropping that tree fast. I'm like, man.
But that's what I was trying to tell you earlier. You can't really go in and say that because those dudes, that was complaining, man, them dudes are veterans, man. They've been around a long time, you know. And I know if they say that's happening, it's got to be happening, man. You know, I've seen them win, I've seen them lose, you know. And they weren't just crying for losing.
There's some background noise right now.
Hey, Tell, see, can you call Leon's number? Because Leon just tried to call me, and I couldn't get him. I could, for some reason, my phone wouldn't let him in. See, can you pick up 219-2285?
Did anybody find out what happened down there in Georgia?
Yeah, I heard the shootout.
Oh, they won the shootout?
Yeah, they won the shootout.
They put Low out.
It came out. Well, guys, hold on one second. Hey, Leon, hit the one button, man, because I don't see your number on here.
So it got down to the white boys and Low again in the finals.
Yeah.
And they played, and then white boys beat Big Low again.
Them G bodies, man. I tell you, they got that G body thing sold up, man.
Yeah, that thing right.
I think it's gonna be real interesting when they face Realtree. I think Realtree gonna give them problems. That's just my opinion.
I tell you what, I ain't gonna say what you want him to do, but I know he got a tall order.
Yeah, he got it all over. That's for sure.
What about
OCC? But I mean, CC got probably whooping. I'm just clearly speaking on G body. They got that.
Yeah.
They got the G body world fucked up.
So do
they got that? I mean, they hands down, man. You got the man. If somebody don't come along, but I honestly, that's just me saying. I mean, I feel like Big Low and Realtree gonna be the only two people that can probably do something with them on 28. That's what I feel. Now the guy Eric with the wagon, I don't know where he been or whatever. I think they say he got another car too. And I think he's been pretty fast before, but he got to stay out there.
Hey, got his whole front end taped up. What did he hit the wall or something?
Who that?
Greg Gannison. No, Jason Lye. Jason Lye, whole front end. The whole front end of his car taped up.
I don't know
who
that is.
Pro Stock.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
What you watching, Dre? Oh, NHRA.
NHRA today.
Yeah, NHRA is on right now.
Qualifying. Hey, you know what? Racing is so good. They always start out here in my backyard, man. They were enjoying the 80-degree weather out of Pomona.
Cut it out, man.
Okay,
we got Joe John.
Okay. Yo, when it got cold Friday night, we should have put some dash of water on Tail
legs. Hey, Tail, keep talking about how warm it is. He keeps talking about how warm it is. Don't stick BET on him again.
Let's not get that started.
I gotta tell you, it's just hot out here. Just the heat is just crazy out here.
And you ain't gonna stick BET back on him again, is it?
I wish I had
the new Camaro. I don't see in the Cobalt. What happened with the new Camaro she had?
Yeah, I see that. They ain't switched up.
Yeah, she in the Cobalt. Evidently, they can't get the Camaro to do what the Cobalt do. She was testing over there when we were down south. She was at No Limit testing.
Oh, really?
No problem. She was testing and no problem.
Who y'all talking about?
I was reading something about her. They was talking about her new car. They was having real bad suspension problems, going in tire shake real bad.
Yeah, that's one thing about them, boy. That car can't duplicate what they've been running with the old car. They ain't finna bring it out.
Hey, Dre, they ain't have enough test runs on that new car yet.
Right,
you know,
that
old car proven.
Right.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, when they was testing, they said they was having problems with suspension. They just couldn't get it from stopping from tire shaking.
Yeah.
Driving the tire in second and third gear.
Yeah.
So they went back to old reliable.
Yeah.
Yep. They know that car there went racist.
Yes, sir.
They got a bad boy working on them, though. That's Ty Beavis, man. He's just as good as any of them.
Oh, yeah.
Who is that? She show getting that joke in gear.
Yeah, 656, 210.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
There was only
13.
656, is that all?
Is that 13? Is 13 13?
That's
just
a 1,000 foot mark.
Yeah.
That's right. They did. They showed it up, didn't they?
That's 1320.
No, not Pomona.
Why not?
1,000.
They run to the 1,000 foot at Pomona.
Yeah, they didn't catch
that.
That was
a costly mistake by Jason Pine. He ran into the back of the golf cart. That's how he told the crowd.
Yeah, I just heard him say that.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was just top fuel, 1,000 foot.
Yeah, it is. It's just top fuel. Funny car and top fuel. The Pro Stock.
I'm sorry. I didn't know there was a Pro Stock car you're talking about. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Pro Stock, yeah. Who is the rest of the interview? Rick. Huh? Who is that rest 656? Well, what? Who was that man at 656? 666.
Erica Anderson.
He was 56. She was 56.
Oh, he said 56. Oh.
Yeah. Uh-oh, somebody got a... Oh, that's my guess was new Camaro. That's a bad song gun there, boy.
Look like you, right? Look like you, Dre.
That joke look pretty there.
Look like that man there.
That's nice. I got to get me a set of them wheels, boy. They want $4,200 for them real wheels.
Hell, Drag, your car just a pretty new wheel.
They want $4,200 a rear wheel.
They want $2,100 a piece for them. I had seen Rick Jones had them on sale for like $19.99 a wheel. I never bought a set, but I said, nah, I'm going to wait. I'm going to get a set, though. I'm going to get a set.
Greg, what are you going to do? Make you run more ETM mile an hour?
Well, they're a little bit lighter with your rotating weight, and that'll give you a little bit more, you know, top end. I really don't see no big advantage with them down low.
Nice green on that car.
That boy went 654 at 212.
Yeah.
That's hey, hey Dre.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should that be a good thing that we bring to the Flow Madman that all good events have one tree that we run only?
Yeah, unless requested by two different, you know, by the racers. But, you know, what would be basic and normal would be just the regular 4/10 pro tree. You know, and if the automatic start going to be in effect, you at least got to let the guys know that. You know, I really rather not see the auto start in effect, only on just the tree being turned on. As far as 7-second rule, I'd rather not see that in effect. So that's going to cause some problems. Somebody going to gonna miss that 7-second rule and get the red, and they're going to be ready to fight now.
That's what I was trying to say earlier.
That's one of the reasons why I was asking.
Yeah. Well, then you know what, though, Drag? Then people should start putting this in the steps then. Because you can't leave it up to someone to assume it should be put in the steps.
I'm sure after that race is going to start being in the stiff. People are going to start bringing it up.
Well, you guys could eliminate all that if you go back to old school. You just brought me in on the stage, pre-stage, and then brought me in and just do a flag. At the girls racing event, that will eliminate all that. If you don't move, hey, you out of here.
And you
now, we don't need to be looking like no pinks all out now.
I made a reputation on that, baby. Come on now.
Yeah, man.
They used to have a deal here, Tayo, that the guys, some of them would bet red light, you get caught, you lose. And if you did not, say like if I was to run you, Tayo, and I red lit, and you never got back around me, then you come back around, you got to sweeten the pot. You got to put more money in the pot and rerun it again. Now, if you know, it's already known that if I touch the red on and you drive around me, I can't beat you no way. So that's a loser for me. But they used to do that here in Chicago a lot. Red light, you get caught, you lose.
You know?
Yep.
Oh, I see. I got
that. Most guys
still
run that way.
I would love to run that way because then that'll give me all that I want to lean on the tree. When I'm running a person for a lot of money, I don't really stand on the tree that hard because for that reason, I'm a little bit gun shy about turning the red on like I did with 3-Luck Car. You know what I'm saying? I went 397 red for $4,200.
They had to hurt, Drake. They had to hurt.
Yeah. But what made it okay was the fact that 3-Luck Car had backfired and shut off anyway. So, I mean, regardless of if I wouldn't have red lit or whatever, we wasn't going to win the race. So that kind of like softened the blow up. But still,
right.
You know, it's just kind of, you know, when you're used to nailing the tree, man, ain't no such thing as backing off of it. It's hard to back off of it.
Well, I think what we try to do, we just trying to make it fair where, you know, safers like Melvin and Aaron, you know, just don't get caught in that situation. No one get caught in that situation no more.
Well, you know, and you can't fault the other dudes for being on top of the game either now. You know, like our dog said, he'd been watching. Dog numbers are very observant. They paid attention to what was going on and they capitalized on it. And, you know, can't nobody be mad at him for that.
Yeah, you guys, I heard a pro driver say this years ago. Pro driver says two types of drag races. It's cheaters and it's losers. You just got to get with the program, whichever one is coming down the line, man. You just got to get with that one.
Get in where you fit in.
I heard a pro driver say that.
I mean, he's one of the probably the most winningest pro stock driver ever. He said there are two types of drag races, it's cheaters and losers.
Wasn't Bob Brennan, was it?
You saw his name, I did.
No. Hey, it was Billy Myers. It was Billy Myers. That's who was doing it.
We all know Bob Whitney. He got that. That sounds like something he'd say.
Man, Bob was so wild. Bob, when I was racing, when I first started racing, Bob was still racing, man. That man ain't had the cheat, man. He had the field covered by 2 tenths, bro. 2 whole tenths.
He didn't have to cheat, he just did because he could get away with it.
I ain't going to say that he was cheating because I ain't never seen him. But I'm going to say this. I know he had the field covered by 2 tenths. We all run
together. Good as well, you were fighting for second place money.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. But you know one thing. They make horsepower because Billy Glenn ain't no joke.
Yeah, oh, they're no. Laying around.
It's
not Billy Glenn finding that horsepower. It's his wife finding that horsepower.
Their family is industrial specialists, man. They good with heads and manifolds and camshafts, and that's why they run so good. Look what he did with the small block, you know.
Small
that's
block.
Yeah.
He was killing the field with that small block.
Yeah, big mild motors. He killing them.
Billy is a really smart dude, man.
He's a knowledgeable guy.
Hey, Drag.
Yeah.
Drag, remember we was at 66, and he was shutting the call. Drag was up, that we was in the stands betting, and Drag was watching Billy shut the call at around about like 950 feet, 1,000 feet. So when he got up there to run again, Drag betted everybody that was sitting around. I bet he go 699 or quicker. All of them hopped up, bet Drag, because he was shutting the call. The car was running like 701, 702. 703. He was shutting the car down early. Man, Drag cleared the whole stand out of there. Billy Glenn was 698. Man, they look like, Drag, you just tricked us. He's like, well, my fault y'all weren't paying attention. Man, Drag cleared about $200-$300 within a second. I was laughing.
Yeah. Put his foot in the shoe, get the star of the foot, man. That man is bad, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that go back to the old story they said about the father bull and the son bull. You know, you understand that, like Drag was doing. Sit back and watch. Shut your mouth and watch. See what's going on.
Well, you know, Billy was kind of a late bloomer. You know, when I was running pro stock and old man was running pro stock, Billy was kind of like the one that sat in the car and was studying and reading books and stuff. It was Rusty.
I know Billy. I know him well.
Rusty, you know, because Rusty used to hang out with us when we were running pro stock and stuff. But
right.
Billy wasn't. He was more of a bookworm. And he really didn't come around to start racing until late on, like in the 90s. And like the late 90s and the early 2000s. But, you know, he got that Glid technology, man. I'm telling you, them dudes was an induction specialist.
Yeah, he ain't no joke.
Yeah, because he got a small block here. Him and Edelblock came together with a small block here from the Fords. And they said that thing makes some power.
Billy is smart, man. Anything he set up to do in drag racing, he could do it, bro, because he's smart. He's very smart.
I got one thing to say. A lot of guys say that, you know, AFR heads and the other heads are working. But Billy Glidden showed that them old Edelbrock heads, they do work. But like I think Drag was saying, you got to spend some money in them.
Yeah, but well, see, that's his technology. That's his game.
Edelbrock was right. Exactly. Edelbrock was nothing but a name on his head. Believe me,
right.
There was one of the Edelbrock heads on the inside. Manifold heads. And have you ever seen his stuff, man? Billy leaves his stuff rough and ragged looking like that for a reason, man. Some people
for a reason, yeah.
They don't think that's going on. He could have the nicest and neatest race car as anybody else. He spent his time in performance.
Hey, Gerard, who was that guy he built? Did he build this car for a guy that was a pro golfer or something?
Oh, talking about that Grand Am?
Yeah.
It was some guy that was a golfer I heard something about was helping Billy. Now, I don't know the extent of it, but I did hear something about that. Actually, the Grand Am.
He had a small block Chevy in it. Then he switched.
No, he had a Ford motor in there.
Yeah, he had a Chevy. The guy had a Chevy in there first, and Billy switched and put the Ford motor in there.
He put a small block Ford in that thing.
That's the same car Billy racing right now. They wrecked that car, and they put a Mustang body on.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, that was a Haas. That was a Haas. A Grand Am is what it was. It was a Haas Grand Am. And they wrecked that car and put a Mustang body on.
Where is that? What Tony Bynes was? He's taking that body off of Moneymaker. He's got a new body for Moneymaker now.
Yeah, Tony. I heard him say he's gonna put a fiberglass
body. Yeah. I remember about 2-3 months ago. I guess that's before he got Moneymaker. He was trying to sell that. He had a whole fiberglass body.
Yeah, he showed pictures of it in the shop. It's still in the crate.
Yeah. He was trying to sell it. I guess since he got Moneymaker, he just gonna switch the roof.
You know what? I want to say something too, guys. You know what? Quick second, I want to say something. I think Tony's got smart now. He didn't grow up a little bit. You know, Tony's getting his races during the day, and he don't run at night no more. It's just getting to be common sense. You know what I'm saying? And people say, well, Tony wore his cars up. I just think, hey, Tony got common sense. I'm not saying Tony don't want to race. I'm saying he got common sense now. I've carried up too many cars late at night on the do.
Was there a race this weekend?
Anybody's in Pomona?
It was a grudge race. Ronnie Brown race was in South Georgia Motorsports Park.
That's right. Yeah. I know. I think a couple of guys from out here went down to it.
Didn't they have a truck shoot out there?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. What happened with the truck shootout?
I said Jay Boggs was there.
They get a lot. Hey, how many trucks did they get for that truck shootout?
Yeah,
they get a lot of trucks down there?
No.
That was in California, that's for sure. It should have been.
Hey, Theo, I'm going to get you, Theo. I'm sorry for you, Theo. I'm bringing BET with me, too.
You better bring him, man. Send him over
to
the body.
I don't want no trouble. I'm sorry.
You know what? I think that if you drove him out here, I think you'd be the sorry one because your ears would be bleeding so bad because you'd have to listen to him for 28 hours.
And I'm betting with BET with the rain boots and all.
Hey, Theo, we're going to have to do you like this.
I'm betting
when they win the championship.
What's that?
We're going to do you like they do the coaches when they win the championship.
Yeah, cooking that cold water.
Yeah, we're going to throw that cold ice water on them, let them see like what it feels like to be in the north.
As long as you do that out here in summertime, I don't care, man.
No.
We're
going to get you back up here when the weather's just about to change. It's still about 50, 60 degrees.
Yeah.
No. No. Hey, you know what? And that brings me up to my other topic that I wanted to get to tonight. This is more of a safety issue.
Damn, something broke.
How cold does it have to be? I mean, what's the limit that you guys won't run on when that check starts going away?
Well, it depends on what kind of car. You know.
Well, I just mean for any kind of car because once the track starts going away and people start crashing cars and they want to get their races in, and here's my point. everybody wants to lock in towards the end of the day. They got to be in the staging lanes by 6 o'clock or be in the staging lanes by 4 o'clock. Or they got to be in there at a certain time, and that's fine. But when there's when you have a group of people in those staging lanes, and that sun starts to drop, because I'll tell you, in Lena, it was beautiful when the sun was out, but when that cloud started to cover the sun for a little bit, I felt a little, I feel the temperature change. So what is the safety part where...
Somebody got their phone. Somebody got their phone on speaker.
Now, Ford's taking over the field, boy.
Oh, yeah, he got a lot of cars.
Yeah, his daughter Brittany driving the top field dragster this year.
Well, shoot, there's 16 cars qualified. He only got six of them. That's almost half the field.
Yeah.
He only got three cars in front of car this year. He took Mike Nuff out the car. He's just totally
I know.
Oh, so he put him back to tuner?
I was just being a smart ass.
Oh, man. Oh.
These funny cars nowadays, they look like boxes. They don't even look like a car anymore.
They don't.
Man, it takes some nuts to drive them goddamn thing. I love to see them go down the track, though.
Yeah, but they're just like Taylor said, you don't think they look like a, you know, look like that car, you know what I'm saying?
Them jokers make a lot of power.
That's why they're calling funny cars.
I remember when I first seen a funny car about the no-wall, I believe it was a night on the fire. And that was my first time, you know, seeing the funny cars in the top field draft. So he on the, you know, he right there on the, you know, the fence. And so I'm looking at everybody. I said, what the hell is everybody covering their ears for? Ain't shit but some damn dragsters, man. You got that bag so far, me, man. That damn it fell out.
You know, I'll tell you a funny story. Tony Pendergon, I used to street race with him out here. And back then, he was Tony Lopez, but he went by Tony the Mexican. And he had the 68 Firebird, I'm sorry, 68 Camaro with a 327 in it and a Power Glide. And this guy would, in the night that I raced him, would put, I was stunned. We're getting ready to go, flash our lights that we're ready to go. He all of a sudden just buries that throttle. That thing's like, rah! And then he just, the light came on, I took off, and I guess he would drop it into low. And that particular race, he had transmission parts all over the street.
Oh, yeah, the homemade trans bush, huh?
Oh, we towed him back up to my house, because I lived a couple blocks away from where we raced.
A neutral slam.
And we left it there, and the next time I came off home from work, he was just coming out from underneath the car, and I said, oh, you need some help putting the other one? He goes, oh, I'm done already. He started it up, and I'm like, dude, what are you thinking, man? Well, that's how we do it, man. That's how we do it. And I'm like, okay, hope you got plenty of power glides there, pal. He's still dropping Tony. So that's what we used to call him. He's still dropping Tony.
Who's still dropping Tony?
Hey, Greg did that on 130th and won a race like that. Broke the drive shaft, and he still won the race.
When we run Vernon up that night?
Yeah.
Yeah, we couldn't get that Oldsmobile to leave. I brought that song going up right about 4,500, dropped that song on the first kid, and just left with the wheels. And
oh, man.
That's a trash break for you.
That was a show-enough trash break. Boy, I dropped that joke and shit.
Hey, you know what? Hold on one second, guys. Hey, Leon, you there?
Yeah, Leon. What's happening, man?
Hey, what's going on, baby?
Leon, you there?
Yeah, I'm watching the Nationals, man.
Okay, okay. You tried to call me and my phone wouldn't click you over for some reason. And that's when I told Tail to look you up on the, I figured you were trying to get in.
I was, man, that sucker broke a whole crankshaft, man.
Yeah.
Wow. It's amazing how much stuff they tore up, how much it cost. Hey, Dre.
Yeah.
Good boy, them Pro-Stock Camaros look bad as hell, man.
Yeah, they not.
Their sound gonna look good. I don't care what color they put on.
That's what made me want one. You know, I had one of the newest cars out was a GXP. I got rid of my GXP to get a Camaro.
Boy, they got all kinds. It don't matter what color they is, that sound gonna look good. I ain't playing.
You know they're talking about Tail. Did you hear about for 2014 or maybe 15? They may be trying to they might be trying to make the CCS Cadillac into a pro stock.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know what? I'll tell you, man. That car, just for a street car, that thing's got excellent lines.
Yeah. That's what they're talking about doing. That would be the only reason, you know, I would get rid of my car to move into a new body. I'm going to try to keep up with updated body, but it just depends.
That, you know what, man? That I would like to see that. I definitely would like to see that.
Dang, is it snowing over there?
No, it ain't snowing here. It's cold, though, man. It's like 15 degrees.
Hey, Leon, don't blow that stuff this way.
Man, it's snowing over here, man. It ain't even snowing in Gary. It's not even snowing in Gary. Well, we getting it over here right now.
You ain't getting no snow. You're getting lake effect. I seen it on the news today. They said over there in Michigan, in Michigan City, they was going to be having
5 to 10 inches of snow, they said.
Who was that sleep on the phone?
I don't know. Who that is. Somebody went to sleep.
They do that a lot. That's the first time I heard them on the phone sleep.
Uncle Larry.
That's not Larry.
That's not Uncle. Let me see. Hold on.
I'm trying.
Quack, Cam, hold up, man.
It ain't nothing to me, man. I ain't sleep. I'm on mute. Just help me, man. I definitely hear it. All right.
That's kid. That's probably me.
Hold on. Did that do it?
That got it.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah, they got it, whoever that was.
No, man, you know, my buddy Rob, he's out there today at this. Uh-oh.
Awesome. He didn't mute the mic.
Hold on. Wait, hold on a second. Hold on. Let me get Tyson back on. He fell off. You there, Tyson?
You mute my mic one more time. I'm going to hit you the top of your head.
Uh-oh. He sound like Buddy.
No, man. I didn't mute your mic, man.
I'm betting with BET not got that.
Oh. Man, you better not bet against me, damn it. Man, you better not. Hey, Rob, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, were you out of Pomona today?
I just left just now. We were working on the car. We had a major problem. We only got to really make a qualifying pass and broke a push rod, so we had to fix it for first down. The car made a hard left, and we found out some other issues, so we just fixed it. We'll tune it all up for tomorrow, but that was first round. We're done. A lot of cars are gone.
Wow.
Yeah, like a lot of the cop cars, they lost first round. The second round, they're out of there.
Wow.
Holy lamb.
Oh, wait a minute, man.
That thing, that makes a sound.
Hey, man,
somebody went to sleep.
Wait, let me find him, man.
Hold on.
Somebody went to sleep, man. Hey, man, I know Force is going to look thick in the morning getting in that
dress. Yes, she do.
She's thick as hell.
Yes, she is. She just don't know I'm in that dress for her.
That's Brittany. Hey, Will, you still there?
Huh?
Hey, Will, you're still there, right?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm still here too. DJ, you still there? Might be DJ. Yeah, Tato, I'm still here too. Better not be my mic. Is my mic open?
I think it's DJ.
It's gone.
Hold on.
Hey, am I still on, man? Melvin.
Yeah, you still on, Melvin.
Okay, cool.
Oh, the snoring's still on.
He's still on.
Hold on.
Man, they sleeping good, boy. You need to pass
hey,
some of that shit over here, man.
Wait, you hear?
Oh, she qualified number one.
It's DJ.
Over seven.
Wake up, DJ.
Oh, she's still qualified as number one, huh?
Yeah, still qualified.
That's DJ.
Hey, everybody mute their
mic. Hey, yo, mute your own mic. It's you.
No, hold on, man. It's DJ. Wait, hold on. It's DJ. We got him. Hold on. We got the culprit. Man, I guess we just boring the shit out of everybody, man.
Was that DJ Kyle?
Yeah.
Oh man, you found out you're jumping his ass now.
Hey, we gonna roast him.
Well, he did sound like he just was waking up when he was on here, so yeah, we gonna get him.
Hey, you know what we should do? When we get on his show next week, all of a sudden everybody just starts snoring.
Yeah.
I guess he was tired putting that Jerry Curl cap on his head.
Hey, man, that doggone Wish, that Wish said some funny stuff to me about DJ. Boy, he said when he first met DJ, he looked in that car and seen DJ and said, man, I can't reach him, he's too clean.
I'm going to leave my Alabama governor alone, man. Y'all going to get up off my governor, man.
You know he got a nice hair, girl.
Yeah, but that's all right, man. Y'all leave Governor Grant alone, man. He got to get his rest, too.
Oh, yeah.
I've been on since the show came on, man. Wait until y'all start picking up my governor before I say something. How everybody doing, man?
We all good, man.
Hey, man, why don't y'all come work for me, man, so I can have some phone time?
No. You making all the money, man. Keep it going.
Hey, I can't do nothing but to get this money, man. I got to come back to the grill for you, man.
Brother, if I had your hand, I'd be four flights higher.
If you had my hand, you had two ribs. How you doing, Dale?
I'm doing good, baby, man. I was looking for you in Lita.
Yeah, man, things happen, man. I guess it happened for a reason. So I didn't make that trip, but like I say, I'm not going to say no other races. I'm just going to be there from now on. I ain't going to say I'm coming. I'm just going to come or I'm not going to come.
Yeah. Well, hey,
sometimes
we can
come
up, man.
Oh, man, it's rough, but it's fair.
Good to hear from you, Sleep.
Hey, good to hear you guys, man. What's going on, man?
I got another girl.
Oh, yeah, John Ford's daughter.
No, hey, it's another girl. No, right now, Leah. My name is Leah. Yeah, Leah Rush.
She's
384.
Yeah, she was the last five. Oh, she qualified number six.
Yeah, she qualified number 13 or something.
No, she just went to number six, look like.
Wow, well, I see 14.
The machine.
Boy, that turned me on.
I think she got it on the last five. Yeah, that was a strong run, 384.
Sure was. That's
turn
me on right there, boy. She
riding.
Yep.
All right, Tyson. Let's keep it racing, Tyson.
Hey, Sleepy.
Let's keep it racing, Tyson. We don't want to know what turn you on.
Let's throw the statistics now.
Oh, she a top field rookie.
Oh, she's sexy, too. Yeah. I'm about to start going back to NHRA racing now, boy. Yo, Sleepy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, make sure you call me after the show.
First thing, Brad. Turbo charge. This is Melvin. Is that Melvin?
Hill. Hill.
Bro.
You there?
Yeah. Hey, Sleep. Yeah. Man, we heard you call Obama, man, and he gonna get that, since you work on Obama. He gotta hike up that average pay. Well, make sure you hike up mine when you do that. Hey, Drag, you still on?
Drag the one that got in the race car. He didn't
walk through
the TV on the
drag
racing program.
What's going on, man?
What's going on, Steve? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, it's fair, man. I just wanted to get on with
you. It was good seeing you again, man. It was good seeing you, man.
You saw me, Larry?
You know, I saw you several times, Steve.
Oh, yeah. Hey, y'all gonna make that Evan Hall race, right?
I'm pretty sure we are, man. I'm trying to win on the front, man. We got that doggone Camaro over there doing push-ups. It ain't going to be long.
Hey, you didn't get a chance to tell him what I asked you to tell him, huh?
Yeah, I told him.
I told him he won't come on the show. Tell him I got his number. I'm going to give him a call.
I told him that.
Okay.
He waits on you.
Okay, I'm sure going to call him.
Yeah, he waiting on you.
All right.
Everybody be waiting on you, Speaker.
hey, Speaker, we're in the hallway.
Huh?
Yeah. When is Edmund Hall race?
I think they have like the end of March. I'm not sure. Drag can tell you when exactly, but I think it's at the end of March.
We got a good drinking thing going on March the 2nd too, ain't it? Who is that running on March the 2nd?
That's down at the zoo, ain't it?
Yeah, but we got a good drinking event in March 9th, and no problem. Mm-hmm.
What's that, Louisiana?
Yeah. Bella Rosa, Louisiana. No problem. That's Boone Ray.
Big Clark not on tonight, y'all?
Huh?
Said Big Clark not on tonight?
I think they all in Georgia, I think.
On that race at Georgia, yeah.
Now, Chris probably taking the wife's family out or something, because I know he had been real busy. Probably was taking his family out, but he didn't go to jail.
He probably just not finished counting that money he made.
was that Big Drag?
Yeah.
You want me to Big Drag?
Yep, sir.
Oh, you didn't walk back. You didn't get out the race car and walk back through the TV and brought your ass back in the house now.
He was gonna walk through the TV, tuning on a couple of post boxes, and came back home.
Man, Brittany, went to Top Fuel.
Yeah, that's the youngest daughter in Top Fuel. That's the youngest one.
Hey, now look at her car. Her car got a shield over the window.
I know all the Schumacher guys, they in the cars with the Silver. Remember, he was testing with them last year, his son.
Well, John Ford got a Top Fuel car now, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know the youngest one, that's what she was in. She was in the dragsters.
She's an outlaw dragster.
Well,
she's so quick off that line.
She's in at 15 already, so I'm thinking more than 16 cars, so she's gonna make the show.
Oh yeah, she gonna make the field.
Oh, she made the show already. She had a problem on Thursday, and she made her hit on Friday and qualified. She had two bad cars today.
Oh, okay.
You best believe they don't get
her. Rob, is she out?
No, she's qualified. She qualified Friday. Thursday, they had a problem with the car, and then she qualified. She was low ET of the day yesterday, but today both qualifying passes couldn't get down the track.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's number 15 now. Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Big Robert Ross.
Yeah, what's up, Big Dog?
Hey, man, we come out to California to race, man. You gonna cook that jerk chicken for us, man?
I cook anything you want, dog.
Hey Rob, Jimmy, how hot was it out in Pomona today?
Hey,
Drag, you stay on my.
You stay on my, man.
How hot was it out there, Rob?
About 85 degrees.
Track temperature. Hey, Rob. Listen here. Don't listen to Tayo. We ain't going to fall out. You know, you all right. You're a nice guy. No, we ain't going to fall out now. Tayo.
Hey, Tayo, can you get BET on the line?
Yeah, get BET on the line. Matter of fact, hold on. I'm about to call him on my three-way.
Let's keep it racing.
If I had his phone number, he probably would have been changed it three times already, because I'd have been harassing his ass all week.
That's right.
Hey, Taylor.
I'm about to call him right now.
What's up?
Hey, this guy was out there, and you'd never believe it was.
Who?
An I-90 Vega, and it's for sale.
A what?
A Vega runs super gas, I-90.
What do you want for it?
I thought free.
You should have bought it.
You know I ain't buying no damn Vega.
Say that again.
I said the smartest thing he did was put a for sale sign on it.
dog, see, boy, Rob, you all right with me, Rob. I don't care what K.O. said about you, all right.
It was a pretty good fight, man. It ran real good, but it's a okay, yeah.
Right,
man. Is somebody at the racetrack?
Yeah, he ran today. I think he went out to the second round. I rode down the aisle with my golf cart and I was like, oh my God, I think, oh, get it out of here.
Man, don't even hate, man. Don't even hate.
Say that again.
I thought I did come back around.
Don't you
say,
Rob, don't you
want
somebody with a Vegas?
Listen, Vegas are the most iconic cars in drag racing. Come on now.
Man.
Uh-huh.
Back in, how Larry say, back in 1800 and 08.
Hold on. Hey, drag.
Yeah.
Drag.
I'm here.
All right, listen, I'm going to ask you a question. I want everybody to hear his answer. In all the racing you've done, how many G-body funny cars have you ever seen? Absolutely
not.
That
ain't even a fair question.
Wait a minute. Let the man answer. Give the man
that ain't
go
even
ahead,
a fair
Jack.
Question.
I haven't seen one of them.
No, I can answer that. It's a
Wait a minute. Hold on. Now, how many Vega bodies have you seen as funny cars?
I've seen quite a few back in the day.
Thank you.
Hey, hold.
Iconic.
Hey, yo. The key word he said was back in the day.
Right.
But listen, that's right. Back in the day. But I haven't seen in any day a G-body funny car.
That's because Chevrolet wasn't going to do nothing like that.
Matter of fact, hey, Tails. You ain't never seen a Pro Stock G-Body.
No, not even a Pro Stock G-Body.
That got to do with being a G-Body or not.
Wait, hold on, Kev. What kind of car you got, Kev?
Vegas?
No, you got a Mustang.
Huh?
Yeah, you got a Mustang, too.
What car are you doing to go faster? A Mustang.
A Mustang, too.
Oh, well, we won't discuss that. But
that's all I want to know. And you said that Vegas is too damn slow.
Hey, he got a Mustang, too. That's what Kev got, a Mustang, too.
I got a Mustang, too. You damn right. And it's a G-body killer.
Hey, you know what? I've even seen those Ford EXPs as pro stock cars.
Hey, Drag.
Yes.
Who was that guy up here in Michigan? Matter of fact, I asked Tyson about it. Who was the guy that had that car up in Milan? They said that was it was a 5-speed car, Doug Nash car, he's running Milan. Which car was a part of blue car? I know you got it.
Yeah, what not?
EXP?
EXP?
Yeah. EXP. Remember those cars? You remember EXP? The Ford
Yeah.
Yeah, a little Ford car.
Yeah.
Yep. Bob Glidden drove the Pro Stock EXP.
Yeah, Bob Glidden had an EXP.
He sure did.
Oh, you talking about,
Who was that guy?
That was an
you know that got it. That was a fast car with a small block in it.
I don't know. I can't remember that.
That guy used to race at Milan, and I know he was somewhere out of between Indiana and Chicago.
Kind of
it was a part of Blue EXP. He used to be at Milan Dragway every weekend. He ran
Pro Stock car.
It was an ex Pro Stock car. Matter of fact, you know what, Tyson? It was a. It was supposed. The rumor was, like they say about Country Pictures. They said Country Pictures. And I was asked to drag that. They said that's Country Pictures. Thunderbird is supposed to be a Bob Dylan's old car. One of his old cars.
I think that Pro Stock you was talking about was
Chris Holbrook, you know.
Yeah, they
were
right.
Holbrook
had a lot of
force. Yeah, because he had an Escort for a minute, then he switched to a TXC, I think.
Hey, I got another quick question for you. What's going on with what's them over there living over? What happened to what's going on with their program?
I don't know. I believe it'll be. Billy's still running that blower car.
Nah, hey.
Oh, he got it on sale on Race Jump.
Hey, Drag. What's that boy over there? I can't think of his name right now. I know him real good.
Damn, Melvin. Hey,
Melvin on the phone.
He trying to think
of him. What's that boy?
You said Melvin on Motorsport?
No, I'm still here.
Yeah,
go ahead.
They had that Mustang.
And his name is Dan Miller, right?
Billy Glenn? I mean,
Dan Miller.
Yeah. Man, I'm saying right now, if y'all go to YouTube and type in Dan Miller or Live Noise Motorsports, they drove this car on the street. What's
the Burger King?
Right. tell us. It's trying to be the Burger King. Now, you know what? If we can get in touch with him, we'll see who he run with. Dan Miller.
Man, I think he overseas.
Oh, he's working over there now. Okay.
He's over there with Alan Navi now.
Right.
Oh, yeah. He's a job force out of the museum.
Hey, did you see that thing in there?
I saw the Monza.
Yeah, that's what I was the Monza.
And guess where is that? In the museum.
That's right. Right next to the G body. Oh wait, no, there was no G bodies in there. That's right.
Hey, sir. Hey, Tail. Ask me this question. Ask you about Malcolm Adorn. When Malcolm had his Vega back in the days, he was like running everybody with a smaller small block. He ran a 353 cubic inch small block.
Hey,
the boys were messing with him.
Dude, did they get a big enough tent to get around Connie Coletta?
he looks
like the Pillsbury Doughboy, man.
That man's got enough money to be anything.
Man.
He got enough money where he got his own airport and airplane.
Man, that man got his own flying service and everything. I remember going to California back in the days of pro stock racing, and Connie Coletta had airplanes at LAX. Back in the 80s.
It's still there. Wow. It's still there. You still got that anger there. It's still there.
Yep, it's there. Coletta Flying Service.
Yep, it's still there.
I remember that. Yep, the red, the pants was red. Like the room was red.
Connie still got a place to go to learn.
Hey, you know what? Everybody, they're going to these capsules again, Drag.
I see it. Mm-hmm. They say it's a capsule in the last place.
Well, you know when Big Daddy first came out with it. All right. Well, the cars are more refined now than they were back then, but
I think they look better with the capsules. Like a total different Carlton capsule. Look nice.
It sure does.
I think there was pressure on the glass at a certain going down the track was putting pressure on hitting the shield.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not. That's what I used to hear, but I don't know too much about that. I mean, aerodynamically,
they look good with that capsule on it.
Oh, you know what it was? You know what it was? They said that when Don Garland, in fact, did you ever hear this? Is that when it was going down the track, the air was deflecting off the shield and going over the hat.
Right.
Over the blower hat.
Uh-huh.
He was having problems with the motor, leaning the motor out on the other end.
Oh.
you would think that with the capsule, it would be even worse, though, because the capsule is bigger than the shield.
The shield, right, yeah.
No, but when they lowered
the cockpit for that. They used to have a ramrod right on top of the cockpit so it would go in the blower, but they lowered the cockpit so it wouldn't go over it. But Big Daddy put the shield up because of debris and aerodynamics. That's what he did it for.
Yeah. Well, he always tried a lot of different things, huh?
Oh, yeah.
He definitely was an innovator.
He was the first one to go to the real itty-bitty tires in the front.
I know they look good with that capsule. Look like a bullet.
Yeah.
Yep. They trying to get that wind. They trying to get that wind in that that blower to make power.
Oh yeah.
Well, I always wanted to drive one of those suckers. I got the tested one, but I always wanted to race one.
I heard BET got one. Maybe you can shake his down.
Yeah, how about if I just get a hold of BET and just shake him down?
Hey, look, well, now, I'm
betting with BET, Taylor.
Look at that. 96 degrees out there. Good Lord.
And I got to have two more tonight.
VT said he in Chicago at 15 degrees. Come on over here.
Oh, I'll come. I'll heat up Chicago real quick.
He got them rubber boots on, too.
Don't tempt him. Uh-oh, Tommy just went to number one.
Oh, Bernstein picking up the game. He in the 70s.
Oh, yeah, Bernstein ain't no joke right now.
Yeah, he's picking up the game this.
Hey, Keymo ain't checking in tonight. I'm surprised Keymo ain't came on the line yet and checked in.
I still have my fire suit that was Kenny Bernstein's when he was driving the Budweiser King. The funny car, not the dragster.
That's a big-ass oil fan. Damn.
Running.
That damn oil fan long as a damn block.
long as the car.
That's one half of my motor. Oil fan bigger than one half of my motor. Damn.
Hey, Sleepy.
Old Tony Schumacher.
You know that was me told you to call me after you get out after the show.
Yeah, I heard you, Big Will. I just on mute, man. I heard you.
All right.
I'll call you.
Everybody's gonna call you nothing, man, but a bunch of names.
Hey, hey, don't start. I got K on my side. K, I'm sick of on you.
Hey, Sleep, how's the truck coming along, man? Have you done anything to the truck?
No, I'm basically just trying to get all the stuff together for the motor. The truck's perfect. You're just waiting on the motor.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
Yeah, I got all new tires and all that on it. I've been had that stuff done. I'm just basically trying to get my engine combination together. And like I said, I got to get with Big Drag one day this week and see if he's going to have time to help me get it together.
I'm done with that car. I'm free now. I got a breather.
Okay, yeah. I just want to make sure I got all the money, Drag, so we don't have to do nothing but just go and put it together.
All right. Hey, call me.
Hey, Tayo, don't worry about Sleepy Truck.
Oh, no. I told
Sleepy called me the other day and said, you better not bring that Vega out. I'm just saying. That's what I heard.
Oh, I ain't going to play with that truck. I'll tell him right now I ain't going to play with that truck. I'm going to come down there and watch him run.
Stop being instigated, Tyson.
I know
you guys do sleep. Okay, Sleepy, I'm fine.
I'm going to do just like Mississippi Joe said. I ain't going to be doing no talking until it's done.
Yes, sir. No, man, like I told you, man, I'm going to be down there when you get it done, man.
Oh, yeah, but okay, I'm going to give you the first call, man. As soon as Drag give me the thumbs up, man, I'm gonna make sure I call you, man.
Heck yeah, man. We'll get that thing. As soon as you get
some temperature in the pipe seat.
Yeah, because overtime will be getting cut off here pretty soon, so I'll be able to, you know, go and get on the full fledged. I'm just trying to get all the money together because I don't want to be wanted for nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I understand that.
That's the best way to do it.
Yep. You know this ain't no cheap sport, so I don't want to go the cheap route. I want to make sure I can get what I want and not just buy what I have to buy.
Right.
Hey, Sweet, you go to small block or big block?
Oh, come on, man.
Don't worry about that, Kev.
That go without saying,
man. That's a big block man.
Say it one more time,
Big
Will. Say it one more time.
They know
I'm
from the big block family.
Yes, sir.
I knew the answer to that.
Ain't nothing like a big block.
Hold on. Don't do the light kiss and button. Now, drag had the baddest small block in the country. So,
right,
know,
but
you,
it's,
you
it's,
think
it's,
talking
it's,
to drag.
It ain't around now. That's why we got to go big block.
What do you got now?
A big block.
Drag can duplicate it, huh?
Well, that's what I was out.
Buddy, that motor took a lot of money and time and effort. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
That was a bad look block, though. It was bad.
Yeah, I could have had that S10 game on lock if I'd got that motor out of drag.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Well, y'all know we got the UK. They listen to us on the internet every Saturday night.
That motor went overseas somewhere. That my small block is overseas. They won some big class with it, some pro stock class or something with that motor. Actually, the dude that bought the motor got the motor called back over here to Mickey to get Mickey to go through that motor to freshen it for him.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, I sold a car turnkey to John Woods. And then John Woods sold a motor to somebody. They didn't believe him. That motor sat for a while. Nobody believed that little motor made that type of power.
Wow. And that was a horsepower motor, wasn't it, Drag?
Yeah.
Wee.
Hey, Drag.
You.
Was it like an SB2 head motor, small block, or was it, you know, something?
Yeah,
like
it was SB2-2. SB2-2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nasty, too. Nasty.
Sorry,
yeah, was good with the program.
What did you have in Drag?
I have in my DXP.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, when Drag came to Milan one night, he told them boys, he said, anybody out here?
We tried to run a triple car. One of the boys told us they were going to give us the break, and we showed up with a small block with no nitrous on it.
Hey, Drag, where's the guy at? I think we talked about this the other day. Who's got the Cadillac? It's like a Coupe de Ville.
Shit. That's a bad bitch.
You got a Cadillac now?
Just another Cadillac?
There's a couple Cadillacs around here.
The white had the
Cadillac. Are you talking about, how about Tommy's buddy got the photo Cadillac?
I don't know his name, but he had a big-ass snake with him one year at Black Sunday.
See, talking about Teddy.
Teddy had the coupe.
He had the Cadillac.
Oh, you talking about Lance?
Lance,
Lance, Lance.
Yeah,
he said white. The white one is
not
the
photo,
the sedan.
Yeah, the Tudor.
Oh, yeah, Lance.
I don't remember his name, but I know he had a big-ass yellow snake with him one year at Black Sunday.
Oh, no. I know that ain't Lon. Lon's got a white coupe, sedan.
I think it was all together. It was a white coupe. It was a four-door one. It was a two-door one. It had a big block in it. It had true spokes on the front of it.
Oh, that's Teddy's car. That's Eddie.
Joe. No, that dude named Kelly Joe. I think he's just somebody talking, man, because if he was some racist, we would know who he is. He's talking about know all of us and all that, man. Nobody know who he is, man.
He was a short guy. Hey, Dre.
You mean tell me somebody did meet Kelly Joe?
Man, nobody let no Kelly Joe. That same dude was talking about what he'd do, he'd race us, and he was coming to Mississippi. Ain't nobody heard no more from him.
Yeah.
Hey, whoa, we're getting way too much background noise now, man.
I'm on mute, Tail.
Hey, I'm on my mute phone too. On mute.
Somebody phone on speaker.
What's going on? That background noise is loud.
Hey, it ain't me. I'm on mute.
Okay, I got another call I want to bring in real quick. 708-6369. Who we got? Hello? 708-6369. You there? 708-6369. You there?
Yeah, this Cadillac Joe.
Hey, what's up, Joe?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, what's up, fellas? What's up?
What's going on?
Where you at?
Down.
Hey, man, you ain't no racer, man.
Hey, man, listen here, man. I'm a prospect right now.
Well, then pop like a prospect, then. Don't be around here talking about you ready to race.
Oh, man, I'm ready to race, man.
What's this? Get down there.
How you
get
been, man?
Race. You got old money.
We got old finance.
What ghost car you got?
Say what?
What ghost car
you
got? I say, what ghost car you got? We're going to give you the break. Tell us what you got.
I got a 69 Camaro. It's red.
Ghost car, car suspension.
You say what? I can't hear you.
Somebody got the background noise.
If he cut out the background noise, we can hear you.
There's a lot of background noise I can't hear.
I'm sounding like Joe, man. Hey, Tail.
Who's that?
Oh.
That Cadillac guy?
Yeah, it's Cadillac Joe, man. Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah, you're good, Joe.
Okay. Yeah, I got a 68 Camaro.
You ain't got no race car, Cadillac Joe.
Man, I got a race car, man. I'm gonna come for y'all, man. I'm in my lane right now. That's all.
You told me you gonna whoop me.
I am gonna whoop you. I'm gonna whoop you like you stole something.
Well then, lock in. I'm gonna run you with a Pontiac. I got an 86 Pontiac with a conventional head big block in it.
With a big block in there, I like that.
Yeah.
You gonna give me the break?
Hey, Greg, that man said he was going to be in Lena when we went down there. Now, he wasn't nowhere to be found.
Hey, man, I called and told BET what happened, man, and told what's his name, what was going down, man. But
what happened?
I did came in and out.
You're the runner for the Fake Race Award.
They say him and Bud Naked running from the same deer.
There y'all go. Hey, look, that
they
same deer that ran through Bud Naked house jumped all the way up through Chicago and ran through his house. Man, that's a good idea.
Hey, Joe, we got a Camaro, too. We're going to bring your head up with. We got a 69 Camaro on some tennis ties.
Yeah, okay. I like that. I see what y'all running with. I'm going to get out there. I see you.
Well,
I ain't locking in to nothing. I ain't locking in to nothing right now. I see you at the track. I'll come up there and let you know. I ain't lock in.
You better not catch you at no track, man.
Man, y'all catch me wherever, man. Y'all don't scare nobody.
Where you from, Cadillac?
Say what?
Where you from?
Where I'm from.
Yeah,
from
the
hood.
From the hood.
From the
hood. We wear our pants sagging and our hats backwards. We from the hood.
What city you from? I'm from Chicago.
I know you ain't talking about nothing now. Ain't no hoods in Chicago, man.
So what you saying about Chicago?
Ain't no hoods in Chicago. It's a danger zone, goddamn. We don't play them little games you talking about.
Hey, you gotta get rid of that background noise.
Oh, you from Chicago?
Hey, Phil, mute all the mics and open them back up. We'll find it.
All right.
You from Chicago?
Oh, wait. It was Cadillac Joe's mic. That was the first one I told you.
Hey, that's mighty funny. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody know.
Oh, there we go.
I want to know, why we don't know who he is. He's talking about he know us. Why we don't know
man,
who he is?
You don't know who he is.
Right.
Hey,
he's from Chicago.
Hey, Greg, he a spectator.
Man, I told you that man ain't from Chicago. We know spectators too, though, Big Daddy.
He wasn't a spectator to sit down on the finish line.
He just started coming on saying this maybe about a week.
Hey, let me say this here. I'm one of those spectators. I get paid. You ain't getting paid for no race.
Tell us who you're running with.
What?
Who you run with?
I run with myself.
Oh, y'all
like
that?
That's enough. That's enough of that, man. We know that's a clown, man. He just talking.
Why I gotta be a clown, man? What that?
Man, he got a pent-up Carol's calendar, man. That's his race car.
Yeah, whatever. Who have you raced in Chicago? Say what?
Who have you raced in Chicago?
Who have I raced in Chicago?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that what you said? I raced this dude named Dirty Red. What's his name? Clarence.
What
raced
track?
Quite a few guys on the street. What?
We ain't never heard of no Dirty Red ever in Chicago, and we ain't never heard of no Clarence racing.
What color are you
talking about in the 70s. We talking about now. I'm talking about at the track, man. The guys I raced at the track, dude.
What track?
I raced at 41 and 66 and the Grove and Rockford.
66.
What?
Well, at least you know where the track's at, but you ain't nobody.
he said he got a red 69, Leon. I got a red 69 Camaro. It got black stripes on it.
Man, we catch you in the truck with a 69 Camaro, we're going to baptize you.
That's what you can do if you think you can do that.
Hallelujah. The track.
You say what?
Cadillac Joe.
We're going to put a small block on you.
Cadillac Joe.
And if y'all put whatever y'all put on me, just long as y'all get a bag of money, that's all.
We ain't got no money. That's why we know you ain't real.
No, because ain't none of us got no money, especially no bags.
None of us got no bags of money no more.
Especially, y'all better have some bubble gum or some wraps or something.
We know. We know.
What side of town you from, man? Say what?
What side of town you on?
I'm on the north side.
Ain't no racist up there.
Man, we used to sit over there in the incinerators, man. You know where the incinerators was over there on Kaufman?
Man, we ain't been on incinerators since 1970-something, man.
Man, dude, hey, man. That's why I used to race that, man.
Take care, like yo.
What year was that? What year was that?
That was in.
Cadillac Joe.
These guys got jokes.
Yeah. We ain't ran over that way since we used to run behind the amphitheater, man.
Right. I used to run behind the amphitheater back in the day, man.
Yeah.
Every
that,
time
that
in
right,
a little while, man.
Hey, tell me this. Who gave you this number?
You still got him and H tires on your race cut off.
Cadillac Joe.
The street version.
I got two tires, radio.
Man, hey, man. Hey, I can get out there. Got me a little nitrous, man. I'm going to make a pass.
Hey, Cadillac.
Yeah.
I just wait to come out, man. I wouldn't say a word. Just come out and chill with us, Cadillac.
Yeah, hey, that's what I'm
going to
do, man. I like the show, man.
Yeah, just sneak out there,
man.
Like, I
like to do what you do. I those guys, man. I hear these guys talk on the radio. And,
hey,
you know, I sleep trash.
Hey, who gave you this number?
What you mean, who gave me this number?
Exactly what I said. Who gave you the number? You ain't been out here racing. Who gave you the number so I can whoop them?
Damn, Will.
You better get the whooping yourself, then. You better get the whooping yourself, buddy.
I don't understand it. Why don't nobody know?
Somebody should know him, because that's a hell of a name to have, Cadillac Joe.
Somebody's supposed to know him.
You know, they race 8 miles nowadays, man. They don't run quarter miles all the time no more around here.
Hey, Drag, did you hear what he said? He said he was racing at 66. I bet he couldn't even pass Texas to get to 66.
The money where your mouth at. I can pass it faster than you can.
Hey, he said, I raced at 66. I said, oh, no, he ain't pass Texas at 66.
Oh, dude, Texas at 66 ain't no joke. You can't get past it, but I can. And I have.
Unless
you mess it up
after the night, we're going to run your ass to West, so we got another Cadillac we're going to run you.
Y'all got what?
Hey,
when is the last time you raced your car? Was it last year?
I raced last year a couple of times. I was up at Rockford.
You was where?
I was at Rockford.
Byron.
Was you there for Big Game, man?
Huh?
Was you there for Big Black Day?
Yeah, I was up there.
We didn't see no Air 69, but no Black Stripes down there.
I didn't have my. What you mean you didn't see
no
Air?
We just said. Why we just said the last time you ran the car, you was up. Hey, yo.
Oh, shit. We got a pump faker.
Hey
man, we're wasting our time.
You bring your car to my race. Bring your car to my race in Byron this year. We're going to let you in free.
And you know, Goodwill, he's going
to
say his truck broke down. He's going to show up.
Hey,
Goodwill. He's going
to
say his car got a flat.
Hey,
he's going
to
call
DP.
My car
got a flat. Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
We don't have to wait till your racing event. Tell him to bring that car over there to the lot tomorrow for you. You see it, I'm going to give him
$100. Uh-oh. Yeah, like,
I'm
going to
give
him.
And I'm a top that, Larry. I'm gonna put 50 on top of that.
Okay.
You get 200 to show up, Joe. Just to bring your car so we can see it.
250.
Good.
I'm muted, Mike Dale.
What do you want me to do?
Unmute his mic so he can answer that question about bringing the car.
Hey, who's that?
Cadillac Joe.
Oh, he's gone.
Oh,
hey,
wow.
See, we got to put
Drag,
a stiff on that because he might come
Drag
in.
Drag fell off. Drag
he
fell off,
point,
too.
Oh,
he might
come
point
on back,
to
Drag.
A red 69 Camaro and say it's his.
He's going to go borrow a car. I know I will for $250. I'll go borrow a car.
Oh, man, yeah.
You gotta buy a 69 Camaro with black stripes, though.
He might know somebody got one, Big Will.
Well, come on with it. You get paid.
Out of all the cats, everybody, Big Will, Larry, Sleepy, Big Drag, and don't nobody know this cat.
Yo, don't.
Something white, man.
I ain't never heard of it.
He might be the kid that one guy.
It seems like he's going to all the tracks where nobody's at.
Yeah, nobody's at.
Listen, let me tell you something. He said something about what blowed it for him was when he said 66. Now, Drag said that they had a stock suspension car that they was going to run him with. Now, he said that he went to 66 and raced his car. Okay, he wouldn't be asking for no spot from no stock suspension car if he'd have been at 66.
Right.
That's true. Yeah, you're right.
You know?
You're right. You're absolutely right.
When you go to 66, baby, you got to lay it down.
So do.
The thing about the way the game going out, Larry, it's hard to get somebody to give the break, man. You got to be calling to get the break.
Man.
Nobody getting the break up no more, man.
He gonna ask for the. He done been to 66, and he gonna ask the stock suspension car for the break.
The thing is, we just came from down south all this time. Now he said he was gonna be down there the last time he's on the show. Now he had Charlie sure? call up. He called a person who don't even have a race car, BP.
He showed in because he was on.
Would you ask him what BP number was?
Hey, well, you know what? I'll tell you. The first, right when I knew that he fucked up was when he said, I talked to BET. I'm like, oh, there it is right there. He done fucked up already right there.
Done fucked up already. I don't know why he didn't get on his own.
When he said that he talked to BET, y'all didn't hear Drag next time playing. Da, 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 da.
I just rolled my eyes like, why? Why would you do that?
Hey, what they say, you done fucked up the church's money.
Hey, he couldn't talk to BET because BET down and tried to get everybody lockup money.
Hey, man, y'all need to talk. Y'all need to talk BET. BET is trying to be like Dog the Bounty Hunter, but it's called
BET better stand his own place, man. Keep on bounty hunting, stay out of other folks' way.
Well, I think he should come out to California. And bounty hunt. I'll give my address, tell him exactly where I'm at.
Hey, because we all know California ain't shit.
Yeah.
In the words of BET.
Yeah. And then he was nowhere to be found after that. Little bitch.
Well, you know, a water bug, he can disappear quick.
And you know what? And here's the thing, man. And this is the part that I really got confused with. Because, you know, I know everybody talks shit, and they all joke around, stuff like that. BET would come on our show, and, you know, he'd come in and laugh and joke and bullshit with us, and everything was all good. And then it was just like the running his mouth away. See, I don't believe this kid would just go start shit and say, hey, this guy's going down, he's down there saying shit about you. And
right.
I mean, I don't know this kid. This kid don't know us.
I do know this, but that's why I'm going to jump shit. As soon as the mother crash and blow up, he's going to somebody else side.
Sure is.
Hey, that mother was jumping shit so much Saturday night in Lena. I thought he had just changed his colorway. He was like a frog.
Man, he be holding Tony Bynes and Wick genitals so ever so gently, boy. I don't understand it.
Hey, listen. When Kanye with Tony Bynes, man, you didn't hear BET nowhere.
He disappeared.
He didn't pop back up until Kanye and Wick were in.
That's crazy.
Wow.
You just need to stay out of people's gamble, man.
Yes, he do. He really do.
Stick to video and do what you do, man. You need to stay out of people's gamble, because, you know, that's got a lot of confusion.
Well, see, and that's what I was saying, man, because, you know what, you get a bad rap on either way. You know, he's going to somebody's, go collect money or he starts running his mouth, and someone's going to be like, you know, that's my, what I was like, who the fuck are you that you need to know what race we got going on?
Right.
Hey, I talk shit, but I ain't getting, in nobody's business and try to get nobody's money. And that's one of the prize he got.
You want to put everybody money in his hand.
What I don't understand is this guy talks so much shit about everybody, and yet everybody still keeps him around. I don't get it.
I guess, you know what, I guess they feel sorry for him.
Yeah, you know, I guess they down there, you know, they used to it. But, you know, it's just, you know, less confusion is better for the game, I think. All that drama and all that, you know, having people collect punk outs, and, you know, that's too much confusion.
But you know what, though, me personally, if I lose a race, and it's for, you know, $2,000, $2,500, I don't feel right just giving that money to somebody because, hey, I'm this person or I'm that person, and so-and-so wants their money. I'd have to walk over the pit and hand it to them myself.
What was that? Would y'all answer a question for me? What is a BP man?
I have no idea.
That's the word deposit. They just talking about somebody who owed the money, the lockup man.
Okay. Now, if the person is the DP man, listen to this real good. If he is the DP man, before the two cars race and engage, is he supposed to be the one that's holding the money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Okay. Well, then how was it legit for him to come and collect money from Jay on them? I don't know. Maybe I got shit twisted then.
I'm going to say this. My BP man is, when I raised, locked in with what's her name now, my nephews held our money, and they held their money. We counted our money, he seen what we got, and he counted his money, and all the money was right, and we held each other's money to stood right on the sideline. I don't need nobody else to hold my money, because if something happens, you ain't going to pay that money off.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
The two people who locked the money in, the two drivers drive the car, and the two owners or whatever you want to call them, let them hold the money. They don't need no outside to hold my money.
I do understand what you're saying, but at times that creates a problem. Just like right now, Melvin and what you call him having a problem? What's the boy from Detroit with the Mustang?
Wayne.
Right. See, if it was somebody holding the money, he could have paid that off, and it wouldn't be no problem. Which Wayne know he lost. He know he lost. That money should have been paid off by now. So
right.
I do understand what y'all saying, but at times you do need a person holding the money that you trust and he trusts and going to make the proper decision.
But right is right. When I crashed Perry car down and we ran Wickham down there, when all drama was all over with, Perry walked over there. They made sure I was okay. When they got down, Perry walked over there and gave them their money. Which Wayne should have, hey, man, I'm going to take care of you. Let me give him a car loan to see how I'm going to drive here and all that. And walked over and paid the man. Because they sound like they got a lot of money. So $500 ain't no money. You should be in there.
I agree with you. But look what happened. Look what happened to Three Lug. When we was in Georgia, Three Lug raced them people, and they crashed. If Three Lug went to get his money, they say off the track and stuff. Then they loaded up their car and rode out the track and didn't pay Three Lug.
So did. But I fought him for that because he did a race that we didn't. I didn't even know he was racing. You know,
I understand that, but your teammate.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta have your teammate. I can't make a pass and turn around and be right back up. I'd have made a pass. You'd have run up there and race somebody for money, and I don't have a clue. Don't even know who the guy is. So that's, you got to fault nobody for him. If I race somebody